great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If your roof's off to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, Aero Fasteners, and Quikrete. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys doing on this early autumn weekend? Fall is almost here. Starts in just, I think, a few days. And that is the time when we kick off lots of home improvement projects around the house because it's not too hot outside. It's not too cold. You can work inside. You can work out. You can do roofing and painting. You can start working on kitchens and bathrooms, especially if you expect to have a couple of extra folks that maybe you had last holiday season over towards the end of the year. Now is when we take on all of those projects. And if you need help, well, that's what we do. So pick up the phone and call us with your how-to questions. Ask us whether you can do it yourself, whether you need a pro. How do you get started? The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. And you can also post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, now that it's getting colder, it will soon be time to wrap up our gardening for the year. And boy, we have had a great garden.
You've had a big haul this season.
We went over the top on plants, although I have to say when I first set up the garden, I thought, man, they're kind of dinky, you know, I don't know what we're going to get. Man, was I wrong. We got 71 or 2 cucumbers so far, then they started to kind of die back, and now we're inundated with tomatoes, and we're still growing. But soon enough, it's going to be time for that garden to go away. However, if we had a greenhouse, that wouldn't happen. Greenhouses are becoming more and more popular. I'm thinking about finding a place to put one so that we can extend some of the gardening into the fall and, more importantly, start earlier in the spring. We're going to talk about that today. We've got some recommendations for greenhouses that you can add. They come in kits today. They're not that expensive, and you can practically have veggies all year round. So we'll see what we can do to hook you up.
And also ahead, when you wake up each day and you catch that first glimpse of yourself in that bathroom mirror, do you want to run back to bed and hide under the covers? Well, that reflection staring back at you may very well not be you that's bothering you. It could be your bathroom lighting. We're going to share tips to help you improve your natural glow.
You mean the green glow isn't natural that I see?
No. And you know what? It's funny. The lights in my bathroom, like, just went out recently, and all I had was, I know it, LED ones, but I got, like, some cool temperature ones, and I hate it.
Yeah, right. No, it's like too much information. I don't need to see that closely.
It's so bright. It's like blue. I'm like, ah!
Well, and also ahead, now that winter is approaching, it's also a good time to make sure your outdoor concrete surfaces are protected. If you've got a concrete porch or a patio or a driveway or a sidewalk, it's a good time to seal those surfaces. We'll walk you through that project.
And no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun, and it's an awesome glue gun. It's worth $49.
Going out to one listener drawn at random, make that you. Pick up the phone and call us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it, Leslie. Who's first?
Russ in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have some casement windows, the old crank-style ones.
Yep.
And we need to replace windows, but can those be replaced with double-hung windows easily, or is it going to be major work?
Well, if it's a casement window, I mean, you don't have an existing sort of window jamb that would stay behind. If it was an old double hung and you took out the sashes, you could slip a replacement window in between that, use the old sort of frame, but just replace the sashes. Because it's a casement window, you physically have to take the entire window out. So it's more like doing a new construction window installation where you have to, you know, kind of mess with the siding to get the whole window out and then put a new window in. In terms of the shape of it, too, you know, if it's sort of shaped for a double hung, you know, double hungs are more tall than they are wide. Casements can be, you know, kind of squatty in terms of their style. So you want to make sure it's going to look good. But listen, if you're going to take the casement out and it's not going to fit a double hung well, why not put in a new casement, but just put in a good quality casement like an Anderson, for example, and that can fit, you know, alongside double hungs quite well. In fact, I've got both casements and double hungs in my home, and they look quite natural together.
Okay. Well, I've just had every house we've had has had casements, and they've all rotted and had problems.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
So I was looking something different, but okay, that answers my question.
What kind of siding do you have?
Vinyl.
Yeah, so you're going to have to peel back the vinyl to do this. There's no way around that. Because you have to basically set the new double hung against the sheathing and then put the J channel in and fill the vinyl in around it. Now, if these new vinyl double hung windows are bigger than the casement, you're not going to have any issues with needing to try to replace siding. Just make sure it's a little bit bigger, and then be careful about the siding that you remove. And siding does come down pretty easily. And what I would tell you to do is number each piece, you know, with a piece of tape and a number on it, so you make sure you get it back in the right order, and you can basically cut it to fit. So, you know, it's more work,
okay. But
it can look fantastic when you're done.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Russ. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Valerie in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
I have some ceramic tiles on the floor that have cracked, and it's just a hairline crack, but I was wondering if there was a way to repair those or if they have to be completely replaced.
You cannot repair a cracked ceramic tile. Once cracked, it will always be cracked. The question is, can you pop the cracked tile out and replace it? Are additional tiles of the same make available? That could require some research, but if you can't find the exact same tiles, you may have some other options. You could try to replace it with a complementary tile, one that may actually be a decor piece, you know, and kind of stand out on purpose. Or you could look for an area where you have tile that maybe went into a closet or something like that and try to remove that and use that to replace the cracked tile. That's kind of an extreme example of it. But at the least you need to do is to figure out why it cracked, though. And usually that has to do with the floor system and that perhaps it wasn't properly installed to begin with. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I was afraid you were going to answer it that way, though.
Leslie, what are some places Valerie might look for if she was thinking about finding matching tile for an older floor?
It's challenging to find a tile once, especially it's been discontinued. And also if you are new to the house and it's an old tile and you just don't know where it is. So say you've got a box. If you're lucky enough to have a box that has something with a manufacturer on it, you can at least reach out to the manufacturer and see. Or maybe you've got, you know, one or two new tiles kicking around. There are a few manufacturers across the United States that you can actually send that tile to, and they'll actually make it for you if they have that glaze in their stock. A couple of them that do that are North Prairie Tile Works there in Minneapolis. But that's going to be a bit on the pricier side. It's going to run around $30 per square foot. So it really depends on how important it is to actually have this tile and to match it. You know, it's tricky. If you can try a couple of architectural salvage yards, maybe you can find something that works. But I do like the idea of popping out a couple of things here and there to sort of make a purposeful pattern and add a detail in that wasn't there before. I think it's a cost-effective way to sort of, you know, keep the integrity of the tile you love, but make it new without spending a ton of bucks.
Okay. All right. I'll try that then.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out to us with your DIY questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, it's been an amazing season of gardening around our home and maybe yours as well. But soon it'll be time to turn the soil over for the winter. Well, if you had a greenhouse, though, that may not mean the end of fresh veggies. There are lots of kits available to build your own. We'll share highlights after this.
You live in a bunny pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's KREGtool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, if you are a pro contractor, if you're a remodeler, if you're a custom builder, we have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast that's designed to provide tips and ideas and resources to help you improve the success of your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast, and it's all about pros, teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. We're going to be profiling contractors on the show who are veterans and those who are willing to share tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business.
You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Well, no matter where you listen to The Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways, and this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We've got up for grabs the Arrow GT300 glue gun. I mean, this glue gun is amazing. It's perfectly designed, so it's really comfortable to use, and your hand's not going to cramp up if you're working with it for a long time. It helps you get into those really hard-to-reach corners. It's perfect for school projects, crafting. I mean, we're all going to be, you know, diving headfirst into those school projects right now, probably through the next 6 months, but specifically I feel like the fall is very craft heavy. But you can use the glue gun for upholstery, crafting, I mean, tons of stuff. This really is the best glue gun, right, Tom?
Absolutely. It's worth $49 going out to one caller drawn at random. So if you'd like to win the Arrow GT300, call us with your home improvement question or post it to moneypit.com. Our number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Ricky on the line dealing with some pests who just want to destroy his garden. What's going on, Ricky?
Something is attacking two particular things in front of my house. I have a lilac bush and I have a crabapple tree that are kind of under attack. They're really, like, decaying. I spray them with, like, an antifungal, anti-parasitic bug mix, and they seem to do better, but when I stop spraying them, they just get worse and worse and worse, and I spray them like every week.
Well, Ricky, in our part of the country, we have the same problem with deer. We don't so much have smaller mammals that you're talking about, but we get deer, we get rabbit. The solution, though, is the same. You need to use a repellent, and the fungicide is not a repellent. I mean, maybe it's working for you out there because you know, it's the only thing you got, and for some reason they don't like the taste, but there actually are repellent products. Now, they're available as a ready-to-mix product, which means you spray it out of the bottle. They're available as a concentrate, which you have to mix up and put in a pump-up sprayer. Or you can get them as a pellet, which is a, sort of like a granule. And that's the one that I find that we like the best because it's so easy to do. We simply sprinkle it around some of the low landscape around our house that the deer and the rabbits love to munch on, and they stay away from it. It is true, though, you're going to have to do this about every 2 weeks or so to keep them away, because as soon as you stop and they figure out that the food's good again, they're going to come back. And the alternative, you can start looking for landscaping that is naturally deer-resistant or naturally animal-resistant, like arborvitaes, for example. We use green giant arborvitaes up here because the animals don't like them. They like everything else, but they don't like that.
And boy, do they grow beautifully and quickly, those trees.
Absolutely.
Well, now that it's getting colder outside, it's soon going to be time to wrap up our gardens for the season. But if you have a backyard greenhouse, you can actually extend that growing season significantly. Tom, you better take notes because I know you want to keep growing tomatoes all year long.
I don't want to stop. Last week we spent like an hour outside, my son and I, separating vines because they were overlapping and like sort of cutting each other off. We had to like untangle them, and then I had to extend the trellis up to 6 feet so that we could hang them up high and have them continue to grow as long as possible. I even took some wire hangers because I have a gutter like right over where the gutter is, and I hooked up the wire hanger to the top of the gutter. I just like dropped it in there, and then I tied off to the bottom of the wire hanger. So it looks a little schlocky, maybe a little less professional than my usually quality work. But, you know, it's the back of the house, and I'm just all about the tomatoes right now. I want to keep them going as long as possible.
It really is providing a perfect function, so good use for the hanger. You know, but guys, you can actually build a greenhouse, and it's not that big of a deal. I mean, if you've got limited space, you can build a mini greenhouse, which is probably going to be your best bet. They're small, they're portable, they're not going to fit Tom's gigantic tomato garden, but you can fit a lot of things in there because these will go in a nice, small, tight, narrow area. Another option is low tunnel greenhouses, and because of their size, you can actually use them when they're necessary, and then you can kind of take them away when you don't need them anymore.
Now, prefab is another easy way to step it up from there. We love these greenhouse kits that are out now. They have a door, they have shelves. They take only 30 or 40 square foot of space, and we've highlighted three favorites in our post about backyard greenhouses on moneypit.com, so you can check that out. Now, if you're lucky enough to have a larger piece of land and you want to add a traditional greenhouse, that's always fun. This kind of structure, though, it's like building a small building. It's got walls and a roof, typically made from see-through material. And, you know, the old ones used glass, but today you can use plastic or acrylic. And then the glass traps the heat in the structure while protecting the inside from the elements like the cold, the snow, and the wind.
Yeah, now your greenhouse, it's normally fitted with tables or shelves so that you can actually grow the plants in there. And some greenhouse tables are actually manually heated, which is great if you live in a cooler climate.
So for all the details, check out our post, Backyard Greenhouses, online at moneypit.com. Just search Backyard Greenhouse.
All right, now we've got Lynn in Delaware on the line who's got a leak in the basement that's as if somebody's turned a faucet on. What's going on?
Well, last Thursday we had a torrential rain in Delaware, and I was so afraid of trees falling in the rain, I ran down to my basement immediately. And about maybe 2 minutes being down there, I hear some sound like somebody turned on a faucet. So I look behind the where the faucet is. It comes from the inside. The water pipe comes from the outside onto the inside. Water was just gushing. It was just gushing in, just like a faucet.
So it was coming around the pipe where the pipe comes through the wall?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. So that makes sense. You know, what happens is when you get a torrential rain like that, it's going to find the path of the easiest path in, the path of least resistance. And the holes that are drilled through foundation walls for things like plumbing, like the hose bib in your case, are going to provide an easy entry. So what I would tell you is a couple of things. Now, it probably only happens when you get maybe a severe downpour like this, maybe even one that's fueled by rain. But I would, number one, is I would take silicone. And you can buy a tube of silicone and a little can squeeze tube, or you can buy one and just put into a caulking gun. And I would seal the gap around where the pipe comes through the foundation wall. All right, so next I want you to do the same thing on the inside. This is going to stop what happened to you most recently. But the other thing I want you to do is to take a look, if you can, at the drainage conditions outside that wall, because you might find that maybe you have an overflowing gutter there, or that you have soil that is sort of settling down, and maybe it's moving too much water towards that area of the wall. I don't know how high up this hose bib is. But generally, the roof and surface drainage conditions are what starts this all. And it's an easy fix. You just got to figure out what it is. Downspouts are also really important to check. Most of the time when the gutter companies put them in, they drop them pretty close to the foundation, but we always like to see them extended out 4 or 5 feet. So you're moving all that water out away from that wall, and if you can kind of move it out and keep it away, you're going to find that the whole space is a lot drier. And in your particular case with this little gusher that happened, sealing the area around the pipe should stop that from happening the next time.
Oh, okay. Now, another thing that I'm wondering, now that you said about the ground settling and everything, this particular stepway, I've had groundhogs.
Groundhogs,
that used to dig under there, and I'm wondering if they could have moved the dirt and made a path or something to this.
Yeah, they may have. They may have. Generally, the first 4 to 6 feet, you want to do what you can to keep the soil sloping away from the walls in those first few feet. So if it does settle in, you just add clean fill dirt, not topsoil, but just fill dirt, very inexpensive, and you pack it in there and you slope it away. Then you could put some mulch or you could put some topsoil and grass over that, but you want to have that soil sloping away, and then it's going to settle every once in a while, and especially if you get in the overflowing gutters, it'll just erode and wash away. So that maintaining that sort of slope and that space to keep the walls as dry as possible is important, and it really does help solve a lot of problems with water in the basement and even dampness in the basement.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's what I will do then. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, when you wake up each morning and you go on in the bathroom and you turn on those lights, is there like a greenish goblin staring back at you and you're like, oh God, that can't be me? Well, it's not you. It could be the lighting. So we're going to help you fix that problem for good. We'll explain how next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi. This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Bar down and into the kitchen, and that's where it ended. But the weird thing is, we didn't just have one protein bar in that basket. We had a few, and there was only one left. And then as we started to clean the whole thing up, we found that they tried to chew on the bag that we had bird seed in. I was like, oh, man, we must have got hit with a swarm of mice all at once. So that's not the way you want to wake up in the morning.
No,
and I'm going to have to,
worked.
I got it all cleaned out, and now I'm working on sealing up some more gaps and then putting out some bait, putting out some traps. We'll see what happens.
Heading over to Tennessee, where Lori's on the line with a question about a concrete floor. How can we help you, Lori?
The flooring that we have now, and it has some cracks. I want to know what I need to do to seal those cracks.
Well, cracks in concrete are really pretty typical, so I wouldn't get too upset that you have a crack or two in that surface. If you want to repair those cracks, if it's something like a garage floor, for example, you can patch those. There are different products that are used specifically for repairing concrete. They're available in a tube. They're available in a caulk gun. They're available also as in sort of like a stucco-like consistency that you can recoat the surface with. So if you have a surface that's really badly cracked or it's deteriorated, you can use a product like Recap, which is made by Quikrete, and you apply that to the old surface. It adheres perfectly, and when you're done, it looks like a brand new concrete slab has been poured.
Well, when you wake up each morning, the first thing you do, you get up, you head to the bathroom, you flick on the light, and crazily, that brightly illuminated reflection of your sleepy self staring back at you is probably not the best way to wake up. I know I'm like ghoulishly blue, like, in my bathroom every morning.
Yeah, well, listen, the good news is that scary image is probably not you at all. It's probably bad bathroom lighting, which is super, super common. So to help, we've got some tips on how you can straighten that out and get super brilliant bathroom lighting instead. Now, one thing you want to look out for is fluorescent lighting, including those CFLs. You don't want to wake up to that because they give you a greenish glow. And if you've got overhead lights, they simply cannot distribute the light evenly enough to provide the right amount of illumination for most bathroom tasks. So what you need to do is include three types of lighting in the bathroom: task lighting or general lighting, accent lighting, and then decorative lighting. And in addition to all that, you want to do what you can to increase your natural light. So how do you get more natural light in the bathroom? Well, consider adding a skylight. Consider adding a sun tunnel, which is sort of an easy-to-do skylight. Flood that bathroom with light using glass block windows. You can't see out, but they let lots of light in and still provide that level of privacy. So do what you can to provide as much natural light as possible.
Now, another area you've got to think about is the lighting for your tasks and general usage in the bathroom. So for grooming purposes, your bathroom task lighting should illuminate the sink area with a 60-watt light bulb, which is about 750 lumens. And if you have a wide vanity, you might consider a four-lamp fixture or maybe even a bar light on the wall installed above the mirror. This way it's going to shine directly down. Now, you also want to consider accent lighting. If you've got a pedestal bathroom sink, you can use vanity wall scones as accent lighting on each side of that bathroom mirror to illuminate the space. Now, these typically use 40-watt bulbs, which is about 430 lumens. And don't buy the cool daytime temperature ones like I did by accident. It's way too bright when I wake up at 4 in the morning to leave for work. And lastly, let's talk about decorative lighting. Now, these are going to showcase the architectural features of that bathroom. For example, if your bath has really tall ceilings and some crown molding, you might consider a small, really cute antique chandelier. It kind of dresses up the room. If you've got a standalone whirlpool, you can use decorative pendant lights to provide subtle bathroom lighting. I mean, really think about how you use that room. This is your chance to have a dimmer and really create the ambiance for the space, because sometimes you want to relax in the tub and other times you need the bright light for makeup.
Yeah, so this way you'll always look your best and avoid that frightening start to the day. Choose your lighting carefully. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We would love to help you choose your home improvement projects carefully and help you get them done. Reach out to us with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
Heading over to David, who wants to talk about some insulation. Tell us about your project.
I'd like to use my garage just for leaving my cars and a few projects. Above the garage is non-living space, just an attic. Should I insulate my above-the-ceiling while I air-condition the garage for the first time?
So, David, I'm thinking this through, or of the opinion you probably should insulate it, and here's why. Now, typically, insulation, what it's going to do is if you have heat, for example, which you don't have in this case, it would rise and it would keep that heat in. However, in this case, you're going to have a very hot attic, and it would be great if the layer of insulation was there at the ceiling, because it'll stop some of that really hot attic from radiating down through the ceiling in your garage in Florida and warming the garage. So I don't think you can go wrong by insulating that ceiling. You don't have to go crazy with it, but if you put 6 inches up there, I think it would make a difference. In terms of the split ductless, excellent choice. And if you do have an opportunity to insulate the walls, I would do that as well for the very same reason. I think the AC is going to work a lot less if the place is a little bit better insulated.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We are here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com today. Well, with winter approaching, it's time to make sure your concrete is protected before the snow and the ice arrive. We'll tell you how after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
Wait, this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com. Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well.
Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's KREGtool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The Money Pit Podcast has been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. Join us in the conversation at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
We are giving away one of my favorite products this hour because I use it a lot. I am talking about the Arrow GT300 glue gun, and it was actually named the best glue gun by Popular Mechanics. So a lot of people agree with me that this glue gun kicks major booty, and we've got one to give away to one lucky DIYer. Now, the Arrow GT300 glue gun, it's a high-temp glue gun. It's heavy-duty. It's super durable. It works great for DIY, crafting, pro projects, upholstery, you name it. It's going to heat up fast, has a drip-resistant nozzle, and a glue control adjustment knob, so it really makes it easy to use the glue that you need without wasting the glue. It is a fantastic glue gun, so be sure to call in this hour.
It's worth $49 going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you the number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Plus, you can post your questions to moneypit.com.
Ellie in Wisconsin's on the line and just got a new place. Congratulations, and you're looking to put up some wall shelves, do some decorating, and show some things off. How can we help?
I have a new home that is actually brand new to flip everything inside. I would like to put up wall shelvings. I desperately need wall shelvings in the bathrooms, I think, because I don't know where else products would go, and I have no idea where to first to begin.
Well, bathrooms are a great place to start your how-to project, Ellie. I give you a lot of credit for going out there and buying a few tools to get yourself started with. In terms of these shelves, you know, if it's a small shelf, like for knickknacks and things of this nature, you don't really have to attach it to the studs, which makes the project a lot easier. There's a whole bunch of different types of wall anchors that are out there that basically will hold just fine in that drywall. If it's even a little bit heavy, you can use something called a toggle bolt, or there's a cool little connector that's called a monkey hook. It's like a piece of wire that goes into the drywall and bends up behind the wall, and those things can handle up to 50 pounds. So I wouldn't get too worried about having to go over the top with some heavy-duty shelves and drilling through the walls, because aside from finding the studs, you also want to make sure you're not finding, like, your plumbing pipes with that drill and causing a leak, which would be a big mess.
Yeah, Ellie, you really just need a light-duty drill driver. That's going to help you with a ton of projects around this new house. And for shelving, make sure you pick something stylish. You can go for some that are more shallow, more of like a leaner ledge if you just want to put some artwork or some pictures on it. You can go for ones that are more deep. Maybe you want to put cookbooks or, you know, some bathroom products on it, depending on where you're putting the shelf. But make sure that you properly anchor it for the weight that you plan to put on it. And it's always good to put more weight anchors than you might actually put on the shelf, because it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, but if it's light duty, you don't have to go ahead and worry about connecting it to the studs. You'll be able to hang it right from the drywall with using the types of connectors that we talked about. Well, guys, with winter fast approaching, I know it's hard to believe, but yes, it's coming. Makes it a good time to make sure your concrete is protected, though, before the snow and ice arrives. I just did this project, and I use the Quikrete Cure and Seal. It worked really well, and you can use it for new concrete, or you can use it for existing concrete.
Yeah, and for new concrete, the Quikrete Cure and Seal promotes proper curing, which is going to help make that concrete actually stronger, and it's also going to increase its durability and reduce those shrinkage cracks.
Yeah, and so if you already have the concrete surfaces, it will help repel water, it'll protect it and seal the surfaces from acids and grease, and the road salt that constantly is dripping off your car and a lot more. I like that it makes the surface easier to clean, too. I find that I can sweep up, like, the garage floor a lot easier after it's been sealed. And it protects you from winter damage that's caused by the free and thaw cycles, because if water gets into that concrete and freezes, it starts to crack and spall, and you got to patch it. So you can avoid all that by using the QuickCrete Cure and Seal. Head on over to QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete. It's what America is made of.
Steve, you've got the money pit. Let's talk flooring. What's going on?
I have a 1975 RV that's got that green shag carpet, and I want to rip that out and put a hardwood floor in. And my question is that possible to put a laminate floor in an RV?
Steve, you can definitely rip out that old, nasty 1975 shag carpet and get yourself a nice, clean hardwood floor surface, but I wouldn't use hardwood for it. I would use engineered vinyl planks. These rigid planks look just like hardwood, but they wear so much better, and especially if this is an RV, it's going to be moving around, so you want something that's got a little flex to it. So I would just use that. It'd take out the old floor. You'll probably have a decent subfloor there if you have to make any repairs. Then go ahead and put the engineered planks on top of it. LL Flooring has a line called Core Lux. It is 100% waterproof, so you don't have to worry about spills, and it's really inexpensive, and it's totally a DIY project. So that'd be my suggestion.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You're going to get upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, foam or fiberglass? Up next, we're going to find out what's the best way to insulate a roof. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we live to help you take on your home improvement projects and create your best house ever.
John dropped us a line at MoneyPit.com, and he says, we've got a bungalow in Rhode Island. It was built in 1927. The side walls have blown in insulation from like 1970. We replaced the roof about 9 years ago, and we would like to insulate. We're confused on what way to go, spray foam or the pink stuff.
You know, John, when you say insulate the roof, do you mean the attic rafters
or the
attic floor? Right, because it's important that I know the difference. Now, if it's the rafters that you're insulating, then I think spray foam is absolutely the way to go. And here's why. Because if you use fiberglass, you're going to have to leave an air gap between the fiberglass and the underside of the roof sheathing. And by the time you get done doing all that, you're not really going to be able to get much insulation up there for whatever value it is. You will get more resistance to heat loss per inch if you use the spray foam insulation, because you don't have to worry about it being vented. It basically is a different type of system. It doesn't require the ventilation. Now, if it's the floor, then I think the new pink next-gen insulation from Owens Corning is a good option. It's a totally new formulation, very easy to work with, and totally environmentally friendly. And whichever way you go, you will be feeling a lot more comfortable this winter as a result.
All right, good tips there for John. Now we've got something from Lucy who writes, I want to paint our brick fireplace white. I know painting means it's going to be permanent, and that's fine with me. However, I saw that there are white brick stains, and I want to know if a white stain is better than paint.
I haven't seen these, Leslie. Do they kind of look sort of like that white, chalky look on type of the red brick?
I mean, I've not seen anything that's specifically made for brick yet. It might be something new that I haven't used, you know, haven't had a chance to use, but I imagine it would probably give it more of that washed effect, which I would caution depending on the type of brick you have. Because some people have brick that's more mustardy yellow. Some brick is more true red. I think that really would look good on something that's more in that like red, burgundy, like the darker brick tones, if that's truly what it is, if it gives it that wash look. If not, you know, a solid coat of white paint really does make a brick wall look lovely. And, you know, you're right, it's going to be there for ages and ages, so make sure you love it. Pick a white tone that works for your space. There's so many different shades of white, Lucy. I swear you should just spend some time pouring over them, because some feel more yellow, some feel more gray. They all look white at first glance, but definitely take some time and choose one that's going to give you the right warmth that you're looking for the space, and go with something that's easily cleanable as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You want to have something that's got a little bit of a sheen on this, because you might get some smoke stains on there, and if it's totally flat, you're never, ever going to be able to clean it. And you're probably going to need multiple coats, and I would encourage you to do a primer coat before you do anything, because that's going to soak into the brick and really seal it nicely, and then it will be a terrific surface with a lot of adhesion for that top coat. So prime it, then use a finish coat that's got a sheen, maybe like a semi-gloss, right?
Yeah, definitely, because you're going to want to be able to wipe it down, because it's just going to get dusty. You are going to get that smoke sort of stain on it as well from the fireplace, but it's going to look great, and then you can pick a really awesome mantle, maybe something natural wood.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so psyched you guys are here with us today. We hope that we have given you some valuable tips and ideas to save time, save money, save aggravation, save perspiration when you're planning and taking on and getting those how-to projects done, whether to design, decor, repair, improvement. We love to talk shop with you. If you've got questions and weren't able to get through this hour, we apologize, but we are open literally 24/7 at 1-888-MONEY. But you can always leave your questions. We'll call you back the next time we are in the studio, or you can post them to MoneyPit.com. But for now, that's all the time we have. The show does continue online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Many of the thousands of illegal Haitian migrants who've gathered in a Texas border city may soon be headed back home.
It's a swift response to a huge influx of Haitians who crossed the border from Mexico and are camping out around a bridge in Del Rio and bathing in the river, some there for as long as a week. Details of the plan to fly them back to Haiti were yet to be finalized, but would likely involve several flights per day, starting as early as Sunday, according to officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Meanwhile, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed legislation Friday committing nearly $2 billion to secure the state's borders.
These funds are needed because the Biden administration's open border policies have opened the floodgates.
I'm Julie Walker.
It was more police and media than protesters at a Capitol rally today in support of those who were charged in the January 6th riot. The fence was up again around the Capitol. Police force was fully activated, and the Capitol Police requested assistance from the National Guard, but it really wasn't needed. There were just a few scuffles when the rally started around noon. One person arrested for carrying a knife, but no major incidents. A Colorado school shooter who was 18 at the time of his crimes has finally been sentenced.
Former Colorado high school student Devin Erickson has been sentenced to life without parole. He was convicted of killing a teenager and injuring eight others at the Denver area STEM school Highlands Ranch in 2019, partnering with another student in an attack on a classroom of high school seniors watching a movie. Wearing handcuffs, a red and white striped prison suit, and a blue mask, Erickson displayed virtually no emotion except for blowing his nose into the mask after his sentencing. Victims and families gave emotional testimony on Friday about the lasting trauma from the shooting. Judge Teresa Michelle Slade told the defendant he had shown no remorse and failed to help a devastated community understand his actions. I'm Jennifer King.
Satellite images show this.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Halbert, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A bomb blast killed at least three people in eastern Afghanistan, and around 20 others were injured.
Witnesses say a series of three explosions have targeted Taliban vehicles in the capital of Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province. No one's immediately taken responsibility for the attack, but the increasingly violent Islamic State group affiliate is headquartered in the east, and their enemies of Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers. It wasn't immediately clear whether Taliban officials were among the dead and wounded. Also, police officials say a sticky bomb, a form of hand grenade, has exploded in the capital, Kabul, wounding some people. I'm Charles Diledesma.
France's ambassador to Australia has described it as a huge mistake, Australia's surprise cancellation of a major submarine contract in favor of a U.S. deal. More news and analysis at townhall.com. COVID vaccines are being required for missionaries being sent into the field by the International Mission Board.
The global agency of the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest evangelical Protestant denomination, is believed to be the first U.S. missionary agency known to have such a mandate. IMB leaders acknowledge that it could be a deal breaker for some people considering missionary work or currently serving with the organization. The IMB has had vaccine requirements for other diseases in place since the 1980s, and it says some have chosen to skip international service because of it. Patrick Foss reporting.
11 U.S. senators calling out Google for what they see as the egregious abuse of its enormous market power in silencing pro-life ads while promoting an abortion, the pro-life ads that promote an abortion pill reversal treatment while allowing abortion providers to advertise for abortion pills. You can check out more breaking news and these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, Arrow Fasteners, and Quikrete. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you guys are having an awesome day out there. The weather is so pleasant in our neck of the woods. It is home improvement season. We love to call this the Goldilocks season. Why do we call it the Goldilocks season, Leslie?
Because the weather is just right. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's kind of perfect for all of those outdoor projects and great for painting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely is the painting season. Because, you know, when you paint and it's too hot, the paint dries actually too quickly, and it doesn't flow right. It leaves brush marks and stuff like that. So, yeah, no matter what you're doing inside or out, this is the season to get it done. Hey, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about some tips for renters first off. If you're a renter, you're probably doing that to maybe save some money. So you don't want to waste it on high utility bills. So in today's Smart Spending Tip, we're going to share tips to help you save money on heating those rental apartments, and this will make you a lot more comfortable. These improvements will not require any major changes to your place. You're not going to get in trouble with your landlord. You're just going to save money.
And you know what, guys? We've all watched those horrible fires that have been consuming at the West, but more homes are being built these days in wildfire-prone areas. So are we selecting the materials that we choose for our homes differently because of this? And are the manufacturers seeking new ways to make their products more fire-resistant? We're going to share one that is just ahead.
And is your driveway worn or chips or suffering from those nasty oil stains? We've got a surefire solution to clean up the stains and restore the surface in just a bit.
And no matter when you guys tune into the Money Pit, you can always, always get in our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It's worth $49.
going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Joe in New York is on the line and looking for some clean air at home. How can we help?
I seem to have a problem with excessive dust in the house. I know I dry dust the wood floors every week, and there's a significant accumulation of dust on the mop head. And after about 2 weeks, there's a slight dust film on some of the wood furniture. And I was starting to wonder if it's my heating system or maybe something else. I mean, I have a forced air heating system, but I also have an April Air House HEPA air cleaning system with that.
Huh.
I change that filter once a year just before the heating season when I'm really using it. And I try to use higher quality air ducts, pleated air filters for the return ducts, which I change about once every 1 to 3 months, depending on how much use I get out of the heat or the AC. But I guess the question is, I hate to call somebody and have duct cleaning. I've heard so many negative things about duct cleaning not really being the issue.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the issue in this case. You have the April Air filter that you have right now. Is it the one that's really thick, like about 3 inches thick?
It's like an accordion style. You take it out of a box, you pull it out of the bottom, and then it's like an accordion. And I know when I take it out, it doesn't look dirty in terms of like brown, but there's a lot of white particles that maybe that's where the filter traps
right.
it. But when I take it out and shake it, it's a lot of the white filters. And now I do know that the return vent filters, they're pretty dirty when I pull them out. So I mean, there's something going on there. I don't know. I've also seen advertised these electrostatic register vent filters. Would that help if I put, you cut them and put them into the individual vents?
Before I went there, I would probably upgrade the static filters I have right now. I think you could be a good candidate for an electronic air cleaner. That would be mounted to the return side of the ducts. It's actually a combination of media filter and electronic charging grid.
Okay.
And what it does is it charges the dust particles so that they stick to the grid more efficiently.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, if I did that, I might have the ducts clean at the same time just to kind of check that box. But I agree with you that it's rarely... you really have to do that unless, you've done some kind of remodeling in the house that's caused a lot of ducts, to...
Yeah, this is a house was built about 18 years ago. It's a fairly new house, so the whole system was put in back then. And it's a ranch house.
I would take a look at the April Air Model 5000 whole house electronic air cleaner.
Okay.
And there's another one by Trane that's called Clean Effects that's also equally good. Trane Clean Effects or the April Air 5000. Both of those are very good whole house air cleaners, and I think you'll notice a difference.
And that would be an upgrade of what I have now, probably, which is an older version. It's 18 years old, and so it would be much more efficient then. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Angela and George is on the line. I would love to tackle a painting project. How can we help?
We have vinyl flooring in our kitchen, and it's more than 20 years old, and there are just a few areas where it's starting to yellow, and it's like coming probably from underneath because bleach doesn't work. And it's got nicks on it, in it. Anyway, I was thinking I had always wanted to have like a black and white checkered floor, and this pattern is like a grid. It's like six-inch squares, so it's already all lined out, and I was, thinking about painting it black and white or whatever color scheme, I decide upon. But I don't know what type of product to use.
Yeah, I don't think painting a vinyl floor is a very good idea. I don't think there's any product designed for that, especially a 20-year-old vinyl floor. If you wanted that type of pattern, I would just get a new piece of vinyl. I mean, they're not that expensive. The yellow that you describe is not a stain. It's a chemical reaction. What happens with vinyl is it ages, especially if it's had, like, throw rugs over it or rubber-back carpets over it, is it's oxidation that occurs that changes the color of the vinyl. A lot of people think that those are stains, but they're really not. It's just a physical change of the vinyl material. But I don't think vinyl can be painted. I mean, vinyl siding can barely be painted, and I don't recommend that either. There are some high adhesion primers used for that, but, take that to the floor. Now you've got to have something that's really durable. It can take chairs being rubbed across the floor and that kind of thing. So I don't think painting is a possibility. I would be considering another type of product. And you know what? There are so many new floors today. The prices have come so far down. You can get beautiful laminate floor now that's super water resistant for under about $3 a foot. So I would take a look at the new flooring and treat yourself to a floor that looks like that pattern that you envision, but is much newer and more durable.
Okay, Could that new type of flooring just be applied on top of this, like just right on top of it?
You can put it on top. If the old flooring comes up easily, I always like to take as much of that up as I can. I don't like putting layers down, but you know what? If it's solid and it's flat and it's, you know, well adhered, then I think it's okay to go on top of it. Just keep in mind that when you do that, you make the floor thicker than it was before, or taller than it was before. And sometimes, not so much just with vinyl, but sometimes, like if you have a dishwasher, if this is a kitchen, you have a dishwasher, you could be at risk of sort of flooring in the dishwasher, so to speak. In other words, you could have flooring that's thicker than the legs of that dishwasher. So what you really have to do is take the dishwasher out, floor all the way into it, and then adjust the legs and slide it back in again.
All righty. Well, all of the appliances probably could be pulled out. Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
All right. Well, then good luck with that project. The good news is you're getting a whole new floor. It's going to be a lot easier than painting the old one, I'll tell you that.
A lot less work, I'm sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep, now and in the future. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this last summer weekend? Maybe you got some nice warm weather and you're just trying to soak up the sun, or perhaps you're starting that big fall project. Well, whatever it is, we're taking your calls now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com today.
Up next, just because you're a renter, it doesn't mean you have to settle for high heating bills. We've got apartment-friendly tips to keep that heated air from escaping in today's smart spending tip, presented by Bank of America's customized cash reward credit card. Next.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
You live in a Money Pit. Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's KREGtool.com.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small.
This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Ready to freshen up your home for fall, but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through October 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway. BobVila.com and The Money Pit help you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it.
got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you can listen whenever you want when you follow The Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, no matter when you hear this program, you can always get in on our giveaways. We've got a great one today. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun. Now, this is my favorite glue gun. And when I told my family that, they're like, only you would have a favorite glue gun.
No, I also have a favorite glue gun.
You got to have a favorite glue gun. It's important. If you do a lot of gluing, you got to have a favorite glue gun. Because this is the only one that's like made for like a full-size hand. All the others are like half the size, and my hand cramps up when I use it. End up spilling glue, almost always guaranteed to get a burn on some part of a finger from an extra drip of glue I wasn't counting on. But these guys at Arrow have really done a nice design here. It's high-temp glue gun. It's heavy-duty. It's durable. It heats up super fast, and it's got the all-important drip-resistant nozzle. It's also got a glue control, so that means you don't have to use a lot of glue or a little glue. You can use just the right amount of glue, and you won't be wasting it. It's worth $49 and going out to one listener who reaches out to us with a how-to question. Make that you. You can do it two ways. 888-MONEYPIT is our phone number, or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Richard in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, my question is, well, what happened is I had an under-the-sink water filter burst. Flooded my house, and I've had two people say that. One person said that I need to replace all the drywall that got wet. Another person says that's fine, the drywall is fine. My question is what do I need to do? What is the proper thing to do?
Well, Richard, what does the drywall look like? I mean, did it dry out, or does it look all like spongy and gross?
It looks like it just dried out.
Right. If it dried out, then there wasn't enough water to form it. There's no reason to replace it. I mean, sometimes when you get a bad leak, and especially with a ceiling leak, water will sit above a drywall and it will cause it to kind of swell and buckle downward. And when it deforms like that, there's no fix for it. You have to cut it out and replace it. But if it just got wet because of the leak and then it dried out and it's still flat, then I wouldn't worry about it. You may have, you know, if there's any joints in the drywall that have to be retaped or repaired, certainly you could do all of that. But otherwise, I think you're fine just the way it is. Now, I would recommend that you prime it first with a solvent-based primer or an oil-based primer to make sure that you've sealed in any staining. Well, once you do that, I think that you're pretty much good to go and you're done. I don't see a reason to replace it.
It's a lot of work.
All right. Well, that's what we try to do, Rich. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, most of us are going to spend more on heating this winter than we actually want to, but while homeowners can do things like purchase new energy-efficient heating systems, adding insulation, replacing windows, renters don't have those same options to improve their heat in their home because they don't own it. Or do they?
Well, actually, there are several easy improvements that renters can make that will keep them both warm and keep that money close at hand. We're going to share those tips right now in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Now, first, if your apartment's heating system and if the rental agreement allow, we would recommend you install a Wi-Fi-enabled programmable thermostat, like a Nest thermostat, for example, which is the one that I'm using around here. This will have the heat kick in when you're home, but it automatically dials it back when you're gone. Now, thermostats are pretty easy to hook up. A lot of these have really good instructions that go along with them. And when you move out, you can simply put the old thermostat back because they're not inexpensive. They're probably, 75 to $100.
Now, you also want to make sure that all of your heating registers or radiators aren't blocked so that the warm air can actually flow freely into each room in the apartment. And if your unit has radiators, you want to slide heat-resistant reflectors between that radiator and the wall, and that can help send even more warmth into the room.
Now, to cut down on drafts, you want to look for all of those possible air escape routes, like around windows and doors, and seal them off with a removable caulk. This is pretty cool stuff because it basically provides a weatherproof barrier against the drafts and the moisture when it's applied, but it can be easily removed without causing any damage. It seals the window closed for the season, but it peels right off in the spring. Now, one caution on that, if the window does need to be open year-round, like, for example, it's your fire escape, then don't use the caulk version of this. Just go with regular weather stripping, which works for windows as well as doors.
And finally, did you realize that all homes have dozens of holes in the exterior walls where that cold air is able to seep in? You know what? They're called outlets, you guys, and switches. And when they're on an exterior wall, they are basically a draft machine. I mean, you hold the back of your hand against one on a windy day, and you will feel that stream of icy air coming in. So if you don't fix it, you're going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to drive up the cost of your heating. And there's a super simple solution. It's a foam outlet gasket. These are going to be shaped just like the outlet or the switch cover, and then it's going to seal the gaps around that light switch or the outlet and block that air from coming in completely. And it's such an inexpensive, simple fix. Really, anybody can do it, and you should do it.
So even if you're a renter and if you don't own the place, these are improvements that you can literally take with you in the case, for example, of a thermostat that don't cost very much but will make you much more comfortable.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we've got Linda from Rhode Island on the line who's having a hard time being patriotic. What's going on, Linda?
Well, what I have, the flagpole I have, is the actual bracket that you put the aluminum pole into.
Okay.
And I was trying to attach it to the front column, which is aluminum on my porch.
Okay. But
the column is not perfectly smooth. It's like variegated with
okay.
indents, and
right.
it is right up close to the frame of the door.
Okay.
So I put one, I was able to put one screw in that came with it. And when I put the other screw in, it held for maybe a day, the first day the flag was up.
Right.
And the next time I went to put it up, the other screw, one of the screws pulled out.
Just popped out, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to put this on a column, and you see the column is next to your door, is that right?
It, right next to the door frame. It's a very small area, but the whole area in the front is small.
All right, so a couple of ideas. First of all, in a scenario like that, the hardware that comes with the bracket is probably not good enough because what you want is a screw that's going to go deep into that column or deep through the column. And if in your case the column is part of the front facade of the house, it would go into the frame. So a longer screw is going to be helpful. And the second thing is that you're going to want to pilot hole those screws before you put them in, not just try to force them into the column metal. So you're going to want to use a drill that is smaller than the screw. If you can imagine a screw has the threads and has sort of the solid part in the middle, you want the pilot drill to be just a little bit smaller than that solid part of metal in the middle of the screw. Now, the other thing that you could possibly do if you're having trouble because, as you described, it's uneven and sort of variegated, I think was the word you used, is you could put another block on that column first. Now, you could do this with metal. You could do it with like a piece of oak, like wood that was, you know, finished, and you attach that really solidly, and then you put the bracket on top of that. So this way you'll have another piece in between, but it might make collectively for a more secure installation by not putting the bracket right on that variegated uneven column. So those are a couple of options for you, but I think you're going to need better hardware, not just what came with the bracket, because you're right, it has to be really secure, especially when that flag starts whipping in the wind. Those brackets take a lot of force, and if it's not held in well, it's going to pop out.
Oh, well, thank you ever so much. I certainly will take your advice and I'll try it.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, as more homes are built in wildfire-prone areas, many homeowners are concerned about selecting materials that are fire-resistant. We're going to share a tip about insulation that is totally non-combustible when the Money Pit returns.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
E-cigs don't burn tobacco leaves, and they come in lots of flavors. That's what tobacco companies tell you. Here are three things tobacco companies don't say. 1. Many teens don't know their flavored e-cigs have nicotine. 2. Nicotine is a poison that can rewire the teen brain. 3. 80% of kids who tried vaping did it because of the flavors. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, guys, if you are a professional contractor, if you are in the remodeling business, if you're a custom builder, we have got a brand new podcast for you. We've partnered with LO Flooring to launch a podcast that provides tips and ideas and resources to help improve the success of your business. Now, it's called the Pro Files Podcast because it's all about pros. It's pros teaching pros. It's pros sharing strategy and sharing solutions. They're going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. We'll be profiling contractors on the show who are veterans and those that are willing to share tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and very actionable to help make you more successful in your business.
You can listen and follow the Profiles podcast at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Ryan in California is on the line with all that buzzing. He's got some bees at his place. What's going on?
Having a really bad problem with meat bees or yellow jackets with my cat food. I can't put my cat food out. I have traps all over the yard everywhere, which they're filling up very fast, but I need some help with these bees. What can you do for me?
There's a type of trap that's made by the company. It's called Rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E, and it's called a trap stick. And I like these. I've used them. They're like plastic baskets that are brightly yellow, and they have a sort of tube inside of them that's covered with adhesive. And they last a year, and the wasp will crawl into this basket and get stuck there. So these traps have to depopulate a little bit. There's not going to be an easy way for you to completely eliminate bees in the cat food. However, I do have one suggestion, and I've used this to try to, and I'm working in an area that has a lot of mosquitoes or biting flies. I'm not going to get rid of mosquitoes. I'm not going to get rid of the biting flies. And sure, I could put on DEET and that sort of thing. But you know what's really effective? A fan. Because if you put a little wind through that area, the bees can't fly there. They can't land. And that actually keeps them away. So you might want to think about that. If you've got a little, you know, oscillating table fan that you can set up for the kitty when the kitty is eating outside, that will definitely keep the bees away from the cat food.
Oh, that's pretty smart. Good call. Well, as temperatures and dry conditions in many parts of our country have reached historic highs, we've all watched as devastating fires have swept through the West. And as homes here and in other parts of the nation are built going forward, fire resistance is something a lot of homeowners are now very concerned about.
Yeah, you know, this is a big topic, and it's one that you are definitely right to focus on if you're building a home. But manufacturers are also doing their part to create products that are not only non-combustible, but also environmentally friendly. For example, one material that you might not think about is insulation. Some insulations perform better than others in fire conditions. The Owens Corning Next Gen Pink insulation, for example, is one that doesn't need a chemical fire retardant to be added because fiberglass itself is non-combustible.
Now, that also means that there's less potential for smoke compared to combustible insulation materials, which is another factor to consider in a fire safety scenario.
Yeah, good point. So to learn more about the new Pink NextGen fiberglass insulation, go to pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, as the weather turns colder, a few projects done now can help preserve and protect through the harsh winter ahead. And one of those is to seal and spruce up your driveway. We're going to walk you through that project in just a bit.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at KregTool.com. That's KregTool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
And just ahead, if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours. For helpful how-to tips in every episode, subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
We have got a great prize to give away this hour, and I'm talking about my most favorite glue gun ever. No, it's not actually the glue gun that I use all the time, but it is the same glue gun. I'm not sending you my glue gun because I love my glue gun. We're going to send you a brand new one, guys. We've got up for grabs the Arrow GT300 glue gun. Popular Mechanics says it is the best glue gun by far, and one lucky DIYer is going to grab this. It's designed so well. It feels great in your hand. Your hand's not going to cramp up when you're working on a big project. It's got a drip resistant tip. You can control the glue flow. It's high temp. It's great for pros and DIYers. It really is the perfect glue gun. It's worth $49. You're going to love it.
The Arrow GT300 glue gun is going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. You got to be in it to win it. So call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 or post them to moneypit.com.
Sam in Idaho, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a length of cedar fencing someone gave me. I'm in a planet. It's 10 or 12 years old, never been in the ground. I'm just curious if you would recommend treating the post.
Well, you can treat the post if you want to put like a wood life on it and make sure you get into the end grain. It'll help a little bit. But, I mean, the best way to stop that post from rotting is more about the installation. And what I would recommend is this. I would use a post hole digger to dig it the hole just slightly wider than the post itself. I would put about 4 inches of gray gravel stone in the bottom of the hole, set the post on top of that stone, and then use the rest of the stone to fill around the post and tamp it down. Now, you can use a tamping iron, or if you don't have a tamping iron, you can use the butt end of a 2x4 to do the same thing. But do not concrete those posts into the ground, because the concrete will hold a lot of water against the post that will cause rapid deterioration. If you just put the stone in, it'll be really, really strong, and it'll drain well. So that's the best way to preserve it.
Hey, guys, thank you.
Well, if your driveway is stained from oil leaks, cracked, or just worn, now is a great time for you to clean and seal it so that it's ready to stand up for all that the winter weather has got to dish out to it. You know, snow, ice, all that de-icer that keeps dripping off your car. So beyond stain removal, driveway maintenance is really going to depend on whether you have a concrete driveway or an asphalt driveway.
Yeah, so let's first talk about those oil stains. You can get rid of them when you mix up a solution of trisodium phosphate, but you want to mix it into kind of almost like a paste. You know, you find this stuff in the paint aisle of any hardware store. You apply the TSP paste, wet the stain, you let it sit for an hour or more, and then you rinse it off. Now, the sooner you get to the stain, the better, but even old stains can be significantly lightened, if not completely removed, by using the TSP. Now, that is, of course, as long as you fix the car first. Don't clean it until you get rid of that oil leak.
Truly, if you keep having that oil leak, it's just going to come back.
I did it, but it came back. I don't understand.
Now, if you've got an asphalt driveway, those need to be resealed. So you want to use asphalt-compatible products to fill in the cracks, the gaps, the holes, and then you use a disposable squeegee to apply an airport-grade latex sealer over the entire surface. You want to make sure that the forecast is clear for the applying and drying time, because rain is going to cause that sealer to run onto your sidewalks and into the street, and when it does, it leaves some pretty nasty stains. So definitely look at the forecast. You've got to follow with a generous drying period up to a couple of days if possible. And when you're done, you're going to have a very attractive automotive entrance.
And now, if you've got a concrete driveway with a worn surface, it's also a good idea to apply a concrete resurfacing product to the entire driveway. There's lots to choose from, but we like the Quikrete Recap because it is specifically formulated to stick and stick well to old concrete, and it will leave your driveway looking almost brand new. If you want some more tips, check out our checklist on MoneyPit.com. It's simply called Driveway Sealing and Maintenance Tips, and you will have all the step-by-step right there.
Laura in South Dakota is on the line with a leaky basement. What's going on?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. We live in a lovely vintage home, but we have for 25 years, and we want to be here another 25 years. But we have this problem about, you know, we're in western South Dakota. About every 3, maybe 4 years, it rains a lot, and it's generally 3 to 4 days of continuous rain. And what happens is water begins seeping into our basement, and it's only happened maybe 3 to 5 times in the 25 years we've lived here. However, we don't know how to fix this. We've had contractors come in who won't even respond and give us a recommendation. We really don't know what to do, and hoping you can give us some advice.
So it's a really, really simple project to do, and a simple problem to fix. And the reason it is because you've explained to me that this water problem is caused by severe rain. And whenever you have a basement water or a crawl space water problem that's tied into rainfall or snowmelt, the solution is always to fix the drainage at the foundation perimeter. And there's two ways to do that. The first thing you need to do is to look at the gutter system. You need to make sure you have a gutter system, that it's big enough to handle all the water that's coming off the roof. You need one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface. And if you stand back and try to kind of estimate that in your head,
you know, you can get a pretty good idea if it's enough. And also, if you go out in a severe thunderstorm or something, and we don't want you to get hurt, but if you see the gutters overflowing, you know that they're either clogged or they're just not big enough. But that water's got to be managed. It comes off that roof when it goes down the downspout. That downspout's got to be extended at least 4 to 6 feet from the foundation. A lot of times we'll find that those downspouts are jumping right at the corner of the foundation, and it just jumps right back into the basement. So get the roof water under control first. That's the biggest cause of wet basements right there, and the easiest to fix.
Oh, is it? Okay. So is it possible to, like, add spouts, like, to your gutter system? Or
yes, and sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you can add a wider spout. Instead of having a 4-inch downspout, you could have a 6-inch downspout connected to the old gutter system. But you need to make sure you've got the downspouts, you've got the gutters, and they're flowing properly, and that discharge is well away from the foundation perimeter. Most installers will turn it out about 12 inches at the bottom and put a splash block there, but that's just not enough. You've got to move that water well away from the house. And the second thing is to look at the grading, the angle of the soil at the foundation perimeter, and make sure it's sloping away from the house. It should drop about 4 inches or 6 inches over 4 feet. And if it's flat, or if it's tilted back into the house, or if the grade is made up of a lot of mulch or a lot of stone, or you've got like a brick scalloped edge that's holding water against the house, you basically want any water that lands in that first 4 feet of the foundation perimeter to run away from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So we would have then that found it graded away from the foundation. Okay. Because we do have some stone here and there, and, you know, it's, we haven't changed the gardens a lot, you know, since we've been here, but that really, so there's nothing to seal like in the basement, or we don't need to worry about that?
Nope. There's nothing, there's absolutely nothing to seal. No, what you basically want to do is exactly what we said. You want to keep the water away. Believe me, it is that easy. In fact, if you go to moneypit.com, you will find on the homepage an article about how to fix a leaky basement. And the reason it's on our homepage is because in the 16-year history of the Money Pit, it's the most popular article we've ever written. It's had hundreds of thousands of views and lots of comments. And it's had that kind of traffic because it works. And it's surprisingly easy to fix.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Gosh, that's great, because I had these visions of trying to add sump pumps and this and that, and then I was really concerned because the contractors wouldn't even get back to us that we'd called. And
yeah, not necessary.
Okay, well, thanks so much, and I really love your show. I listen every weekend when it's out here. So,
so glad you do. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Well, my kids have been back at school for 2 weeks. I know some kids in southern states have been at it almost a month or more. Are you just drowning in paperwork? I know, it's a lot to keep organized. So we've got a cool tip with something you might have in your garage, so stick around.
Live in the Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you guys working on this early autumn weekend? If it's your house, you're in the right place. We'd like to help. Reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
Mike wrote in with a great timely fall project question. He says, I built a deck last summer, and now I want to stain it. Since last year, some boards have cracked, so I replaced them. The problem is, how do I match the colors with different tones on the new boards? I mean, first of all, let's talk about this is the great, perfect weather to stain a deck outside. As long as you've got no rain, it's going to dry beautifully with no humidity. So great timing.
Yeah, it really will. Now, I wouldn't worry too much about the different tones right now because they're going to even out over time, especially by the end of next summer, you probably wouldn't be able to pick out the newer boards from the older boards. I would focus on choosing the right stain product here. You know, you have options in semi-transparent or solid color. I would advocate for the solid color. First of all, you'll have no differentiation in colors between the boards if you do that.
True.
You'll still see the grain, but it's going to last you a lot longer. You know, sometimes when you have to replace those boards like that, it does get a little stripey for a while because you see the newer and the older ones. Even if you have a cracked board and you want to not have to replace it, you can just flip it over, but you'll find that the underside, while not cracked, will also be a completely different color. But give it a few months of the sun and it'll all even out.
You know, Mike, with this project, a great way to apply the stain is with a paint sprayer. You can put stain in a paint sprayer. You have to make sure you clean it out properly when you're done with the project, but it's important that you get into all the spaces that you can to protect that decking through all the elements and whatever weather is going to dish out to it. So with the sprayer, you're going to get in between the boards. You're going to get into all the graining. I mean, it's a super fantastic project to use this for. You can rent one. You can check them out at Wagner.com. Lots of different great paint sprayer options at a variety of price points.
Well, there are tons of organizers out there, but I always like when I can find something in the house that I can turn into an organizer. And I did this with an old shutter. And it turns out that Leslie's been doing these for years. So I said, hey, what a great topic for today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, now we're talking about a shutter that has those louvered edge looks to it, not one of the raised panel ones, because that's not going to help you here. So if you've got a louvered style shutter, this is a perfect project and a great way to keep organized, plus look really cool at the same time. I mean, this is a very stylish, fun project, and it can be as rustic as you want it or as modern and clean and polished as you want. And that, of course, depends on the finish of the shutter. If you find one that's more vintagey with some chipped paint, that's a great look if you've got that sort of cottage beachy style home. But if you've got a more modern home, go for one that you can paint, or maybe even a fiberglass one that's just super smooth and ready to go in a variety of colors. So what you do is you hang that shutter on the wall. It's great. You can hang it upside down so that the space between the overlapping slats face upward. And then what you want to do is use binder clips to secure all your papers, invitations, photos. Everything goes right to the slats. And ta-da, you've got a super nice looking organizational tool. I mean, it really is a great project. And if you want, why not keep it going for a card holder during the holiday season? Perfect place to display your kids' artwork, A-plus tests, all of the stuff you want to highlight but keep looking really neat and great. And it's a great way to recycle a salvage yard find. So this is a good project for this time of year.
So I was ahead of my time then.
You always have been, Tom. You know this.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, chances are you might be living with the heating system that was in your home when you bought it. But new construction is not the only time you can choose the way you want to heat your house. We are going to talk about conversions from oil to gas or electric to gas or electric to oil and help you determine whether it's worth it and whether this is a good solution to help you save money and be more comfortable in the coming cold weather ahead on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Police in Florida searching a vast wildlife reserve near the Gulf Coast for 23-year-old Brian Laundry, a person of interest in the disappearance of his girlfriend, Gabrielle Petito. Northport Police spokesman Josh Taylor says Laundry's parents had reported he'd been missing since Tuesday.
We're hopeful that he's, you know, out here. Certainly we prepare for all different possibilities. But our goal is to locate him and bring him back to Northport.
Meanwhile, the FBI in Denver says its agents are conducting ground surveys at Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park with help from the National Park Service and local law enforcement agencies. They say they're seeking clues to Petito's disappearance. Supporters of those who took part in the January 6th Capitol riot were outnumbered by police and media today when they kicked off their demonstration in the Capitol. Matt Brainerd, head of the group that organized the rally, says the gathering had been mischaracterized by some in the media.
It's not about President Trump. It's not about President Biden. It's not about the election. It's not about what you think happened with the election. It's not about any fringe third-party group. I already politely requested that a group that I saw with a off-message flag take it down. They were very respectful they did that. I'm grateful.
Brainerd wants to bring attention to the treatment of people arrested for nonviolent crimes during the incident, and that anyone who was involved in the violent acts on January 6th deserves to be tried and found guilty.
This is about the many people who were there that day who have not been charged with violence, not been accused of assaulting a police officer, destroying property, and the disparate treatment they've received. This is about equal treatment under the law. This is about a public investigation into many of the things that happened that have not been investigated publicly or third-party oversight, especially the death of Ashley Babbitt.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The president of Southwest Airlines retiring just 3 months after he was passed over for the CEO job.
Southwest says 60-year-old Tom Nealon will remain an advisor on environmental issues. He's being replaced in the number two job by Chief Operating Officer Mike Van de Ven. Both men were considered candidates to replace Gary Kelly as CEO, but in June, Southwest announced that Kelly would retire in February and be succeeded by another longtime Southwest executive, Robert Jordan.
That's Jeremy House reporting. A new poll finds most Americans don't believe their personal information is secure online, and they're not satisfied with the federal government's efforts to protect it. 64% of Americans say their social media activity is not very or not at all secure. Half of Americans believe their private text conversations lack security, and they're not just concerned, they want something done about it. More news at townhall.com. Google's being called out for censoring pro-lifers.
11 U.S. senators have sent a letter to Google's CEO condemning his company's egregious abuse of its enormous market power in silencing pro-life ads promoting an abortion pill reversal treatment while allowing abortion providers to advertise for abortion pills, which have resulted in at least 24 mothers' tragic deaths and at least 1,000 mothers being sent to the hospital. The pro-life group Live Action announced on Tuesday that Google had banned all of their organization's ads promoting the abortion pill reversal treatment, which has saved at least 2,500 children. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Minnesota Supreme Court has ruled voters in Minneapolis can decide on whether or not to abolish the police department in the upcoming municipal elections. If they choose to, Minneapolis would instead replace the police department with a public safety department that employs a comprehensive public health approach. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. Dr. Marty McCary, a Fox News contributor, surgeon, and a professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University, will be with us soon. And Mark Thiessen is standing by. So before we go any further, let me just tell you what's unwinding right now. The Senate committee, the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, is now having a chance to ask Anthony Blinken questions. I would say Senator Menendez's question is a little bit more aggressive than every other Democrat who basically just blamed Trump the entire time. Senator Ben Cardin's pretending as if there was really no big deal of leaving Afghanistan, brought up 2002 and George Bush's decision to go into Iraq. Please, that has nothing to do with what happened this August. And I'll talk to Mark Thiessen, whose head must be ready to explode on that. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
There's more mandates I wish he would have given. I think mandating vaccines for air travel, train travel, or interstate bus travel would also be important.
He is such an embarrassment. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, vaccine mandate mania. Joe Biden decides to divide in order to distract, mock rather than lead. Get ready for planes, buses, and trains to demand a vaccine to ride. Is that okay in America? Big Pharma gets a green light on vaccines for five and up. Are you ready to hear about a mandate for your kid before he or she goes to kindergarten?
Number two.
It's going to be a lot more than 3.5 over 8 or 10 years because it'll continue. All those programs will never come off. They haven't even scored out that far.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, that's a social reform.
Yeah, Senator Joe Manchin, I have an idea. Let's raise taxes on everyone. Use money to pay for everyone else, cradle to grave funding. That's the reconciliation package being discussed on the Hill. Only Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema stand in the way. Let's hope they stand strong.
Number one.
How meticulous was the planning for the Trump administration declared May 1st withdrawal?
We inherited a deadline. We did not inherit a plan.
So no plan at all. It's amazing that it wasn't much, much worse.
What a joke. Congressman Sherman trying to make excuses for this administration. Hey, how does he even sleep at night? Blinken filibusters through a speed dating format in the House congressional hearings. But we got the latest right now. We're pulling some of the cuts over the past hour, and we'll bring you the latest as it happens. Mark Thiessen, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Good to be with you, Brian.
First off, how would you characterize yesterday? I found it unbelievably frustrating. 3 minutes to question a guy that's a human filibuster.
Yeah, and, you know, what was incredibly frustrating, too, is how the Democrats are just playing defense for Joe Biden. You know, this was one of the things that was showed what a disaster the Afghan debacle was that the criticism initially was just bipartisan in nature, right? You know, he was getting hit on Fox, he was getting hit on MSNBC, he was getting hit in the New York Times and the Washington Post. Everybody agreed that this was a debacle, whether you wanted to get out of Afghanistan or not. This was not the way we were supposed to do it. And now they've circled the wagons, you know, the it's over and they want to put it behind us. And so they're defending Biden. You know, they're not doing their oversight responsibility. It's just shameful. It's so depressing that this has turned into the normal partisan thing, as opposed to maybe for the first time we could come together and agree that this was done wrong and that we need to get to the bottom of why and how in a bipartisan way. And
right.
Politics is so broken, we can't do that.
And they said, well, there was no plan, just a deadline. Really? There was no plan. What was the plan at the border? What was the plan when it came to our economy? What was the plan with the pandemic? They took great relish in blowing up everything that Trump did. But here we couldn't do anything because, you know, Mark, he wanted to get out of Afghanistan. He couldn't care less how it was done. He wanted to be a hero on 9/11. Instead, he was afraid to give a live speech because he was going to be heckled so much. Instead, they're screaming blank Joe Biden at football games in front of capacity crowds because he put together a national, international embarrassment. And by the way, the Secretary of Defense turned down the request to come in front of the House and Senate. How is that allowed?
That shouldn't be allowed, and it should be, and he will have to testify eventually. He can run, but he can't hide. I mean, look, you're absolutely right. There's literally no other policy of the Trump administration that Joe Biden stuck to, but this was the one thing that they had to stick to. And by the way, you know, he said we couldn't extend the deadline. We had to leave. They did extend the deadline. The deadline in the agreement was May 1. They extended it to August 31st. They could extend it to August 31st. They could extend it to January. They could extend it to February. Why would we withdraw in the middle of the summer fighting season? Right? Instead of withdrawing in the winter when the fighting ends in Afghanistan, the snows come and the Taliban are hiding in their caves, and there will be more time to get everybody out, more time for the Afghan resistance and the Afghan government and their forces to prepare for the Taliban offensive. There's only one reason, because Joe Biden wanted to use the anniversary of 9/11 as a political prop. He wanted to take that anniversary, that sacred day, and turn it into a day where he could declare victory for having ended America's longest war on the day that it began. And he, as a result, he betrayed hundreds of Americans who were left behind, thousands of American permanent residents who were left behind, and Afghan allies, thousands of them. In fact, it looks like not only did we leave Afghan allies behind, we might have assassinated one of them on the way out with that incompetent drone strike. which, by the way, you know, you want to talk about the over-the-horizon capability? We still had a CIA base in Kabul when that happened. We had the Eagle's Nest, a CIA base. We had intelligence boots on the ground monitoring that operation. We don't have any boots on the ground, and we screwed that up. How the hell are we going to know who is the enemy and who isn't from thousands and thousands of miles away in a landlocked country where we have the only way to fly in is through over Iran or Pakistan? And no intelligence on the ground. It's an absolute just travesty.
Watching Marco Rubio, and we'll bring some sound bites a little bit later, just outline how they should have been able to predict that Kabul would fall, how every provincial capital was basically going down without much of a fight. And if you look at the transcripts of those phone calls with Milley and President Biden, they were saying, I can't. You know, I need air power. I'm being invaded by 10 to 15,000 who are being armed, serviced, and supported by Pakistan. And he turned them down. Of course he knew things was going to go bad. What I heard also was Senator Rich said there is a pipeline where whistleblowers can stand up and speak up about a policy they disagree with. He got it in July, saying this Afghan government's not going to be able to stand. What's his answer to that? I'm very happy that people are able to speak up. I want to be in charge of a department that's able to speak up. Listen to this.
Let's turn to the dissent cable that you received in July. Are you willing to give a copy of this dissent cable that you got from two dozen diplomats regarding the imminent catastrophic collapse in Afghanistan? Are you willing to give a copy of that to this committee?
Senator, this dissent channel is something that I place tremendous value and importance on. It's a way for people in the State Department to speak the truth as they see it to power. And these cables, I've read every single one of them, of the dissent channel cables that we've gotten during this administration. I've responded to every single one. I factored what I read and heard into my thinking and into my actions. But the legitimacy of the channel, the ability for people to be able to, with confidence, share their thoughts, share their views, even when they run counter to what their seniors have said or the policies being prescribed.
So he went on to say they said that this government would fall, basically, and you're overestimating their ability to fight back. How do you say that nobody predicted this, knowing that the dissent channel is there?
Because you can't, and that's why they haven't. That's why they haven't released it to the committee or released it to the public, because they were warned. They knew. They didn't care. They didn't care about the consequences. And I'll tell you something. You know, if you look back, Brian, we stopped fighting the war in Afghanistan in 2014. We handed the combat mission over to the Afghan security forces. What we provided them were things that only the United States can do, and which we provide to allies like France and Britain and other allies, the South Koreans, anybody who's involved in combat, they get this help from the U.S. We provide them with mission planning. We provide them with intelligence. And in the case of Afghans, we provided them with air power, right? That was the deciding factor. And from 2014, we went down to something like 15,000 troops. Taliban did not take a single provincial capital. We went down to 10,000 troops. They didn't take a single provincial capital. We went down to 5,000 troops. They didn't take a single provincial capital. Trump brought it down to 2,500 troops. They didn't take a single provincial capital until we withdrew that air power and intelligence planning and all those things and that the Afghans had trained with. And I will tell you something, the people who are criticizing the Afghan security forces for folding, there's not a single U.S. ally in the world, possibly with the exception of Israel, who could defend itself against an assault like this without U.S. help. And the New York Times reported, buried in a story the other day, that even after we abandoned their country to the Taliban, even after we pulled out all of that stuff, Afghan special forces were working with the CIA to help exfiltrate Americans from Kabul up until the last minute. The Afghan security forces saving the lives of American citizens. So this calumny against the Afghan security forces that they wouldn't fight, that the Biden administration puts out, is such a lie. And so they couldn't fight because they were abandoned, because they were their strategic advantage over the Taliban was taken away. Their weapons were taken away. The air cover was taken away. And even to the last minute, they were helping evacuate and save American lives.
Right. When there were 12,500 left for Kabul, for some reason they got tapped out. They're at their Ghani left, and they said there's no reason to fight. There's no government to fight for. It just left. And I'm not sure that they would have been able to defend Kabul, but it's pretty telling. The Washington Post writes that story that Kabul, that Berarda the Butcher called the State Department to say, what do you want us to do? They're stripping the ministries. Either we go in or you go in. And they said, you go in. We just want the airport. To me, that's where I would start this whole thing.
Which is why we lost 13 Americans. Look, the Taliban did not want to engage the U.S. in combat. They did not. They knew that we were leaving. They knew that they would get Kabul eventually. They were not going to attack us if we said we're securing Kabul. We would have controlled. We would have secured the green zone. We could have secured the road to the airport and the area outside the airport. We could have set up U.S. checkpoints at all those places. The Taliban would not have attacked us, and we could have gotten everybody out that we needed to get out through that. And it would have been a whole different thing. And, oh, by the way, we would have stopped the suicide bomber from getting into the periphery of the airport. So, you know, the idea that that Joe Biden knowingly made a choice to put the security of our troops in the hands of the Taliban and the Haqqani network is an absolute dereliction of duty.
No question. Mike Morrell said this, Cut 18.
I think that the Taliban winning the war in Afghanistan and then the way our exit happened has absolutely inspired jihadists all over the world. The Taliban is saying, we just didn't defeat the United States. We defeated NATO. We defeated the world's greatest military power ever. So there's a celebration going on. We defeated the Soviet Union, then it fell. Now we've defeated NATO, right? Maybe they can fall too. I think not only will jihadists be inspired, but a lot of them are going to come to Afghanistan to be part of the celebration, to be part of Jihadist Central. So after 9/11, they all scattered from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a flow back in, and that's one of the things that makes Afghanistan more dangerous than other spots on the planet.
Is anything he said inaccurate?
100% correct. And the one thing that he didn't say, though maybe he says it elsewhere in the interview, is that we have no capability of getting them. You know, Joe Biden talks about this over the horizon threat. He says, well, we strike terrorists in Syria, we strike terrorists in Iraq, in Yemen, in East Africa every day, and we don't have boots on the ground. Number one, we do have boots on the ground. We have Donald Trump left 900 troops in Syria. We have about 6,000 troops in Iraq. We have troops in East Africa. But the other thing is, all those countries, if you look on it, you just have to look on a map. They all have coastlines. We can put an aircraft carrier on their coast and bomb the hell out of them. Afghanistan is a landlocked country, thousands of miles from the sea. The only way in is either over Pakistan or Iran. So we have no boots on the ground, so we don't have any intelligence on where the terrorists are. They've got the Hindu Kush Mountains, which means we're finding terrorist needles in 15,000-foot haystacks, and that was hard to do with boots on the ground anyway. If we do send, let's say, a special operations team in, or if we were to send a manned plane over to take something out and we lose them, if something goes wrong, we have no extraction capability because we have no bases nearby, and we have to fly all the way from the Persian Gulf, hours, to get to Afghanistan. Even if we do get intelligence on the target, it might not be there by the time we get back. And we'd have no idea knowing whether the target is a friend or foe. We just killed an aid worker in Kabul when we had boots on the ground. So the idea that we can take these guys out from a distance is a fantasy.
I don't think there's any question. So we'll see what goes on from here. So I want you to hear what President Bush said. I know you used to be a speechwriter. And what do you think he meant by this?
We have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within. There's little cultural overlap between violent extremists abroad and violent extremists at home. But in their disdain for pluralism, in their disregard for human life, in their determination to defile national symbols, they are children of the same foul spirit, and it is our continuing duty to confront them.
So, a lot of people believe we're referring to January 6th. What do you think?
One, I think he shouldn't have said it because I don't think that we can compare anything that's happened here in the United States to 9/11. Thousands of people killed, the Twin Towers brought down and all the rest of it. I think it's in a moment that stands alone. But also, I'm surprised that people are assuming that this was about Trump or about January 6th because I recall that those words apply just as equally to Antifa. As they do to any rioters in the Capitol on January 6th, all the people who were tearing down statues and monuments, all the people who were attacked, the people in Seattle who were literally firebombing a federal courthouse. There's a lot of extremism on both sides here in the United States, and I find it telling that people immediately assume that was January 6th. It applies equally to the left and to the right, and we should confront violent extremism on the left and on the right here in the United States and reject it.
Always education. Thanks so much, Mark Thiessen. Appreciate it. Back with your calls in just a moment. Dr. Barnum McCary, bottom of the hour. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse.
That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A school bus driver in Greenville, Texas, helping a fourth grader get used to her routine, makes today's Dean's List. 9-year-old Adelin Williams had never been on a school bus before. Adelin's mom, Ambrea, shared a video to TikTok praising her daughter's accomplishment. She says, "My daughter is visually impaired. Today was her first time getting on the bus by herself. She did it. And I'm so proud of her." Ambrea says she'd been taking Adelin to and from Carver Elementary School for years, but had a change of heart when Adelin expressed she wanted to go to school on her own. When Adelin came home from school, she had befriended her bus driver, Mr. Ryan. Ambrea recorded a snippet of Adelin and Mr. Ryan and posted it on TikTok. In the clip, Mr. Ryan had an umbrella open for Adelin to protect her from the rain and walked up a concrete staircase and sidewalk with her. One commenter wrote, "They were brought to tears by the sweet moment. There's not many bus drivers like him out there. He's amazing." Mr. Ryan and Adelin, you both made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff, but He had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, the only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A popular vegan soap company in Vista, California is offering cash bonuses for employees who show up to work with proof of COVID vaccinations. Dr. Bronner's isn't requiring vaccines for employees, but is strongly recommending it. David Bronner is the CEO and says they're giving out $1,000 for proof.
It's not just a incentive for people who are on the fence. We also want to reward people, give them the incentive if they've already done it of their own volition.
Soap sales skyrocketed over the last year and a half, so this isn't the first financial reward for employees. Those who came into work early on during the pandemic got a raise they called appreciation pay.
Certain people could stay home, but people coming into work, we gave them an extra $2.50 an hour.
Rhythm Turner is an employee.
I got the vaccine after a lot of deliberation and talking with people that are really close to me.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Do you admit that you received a dissent cable in July signed by 24 diplomats that warned about the imminent catastrophic collapse that was coming in Afghanistan?
Senator, I certainly received this the cable in mid-July. I read it. I responded to it. I factored its contents into my thinking. It did not suggest that the government and security forces were going to collapse prior to our departure. It did express real concerns about the durability of that government and force after our departure.
You're telling us that, but we have been told by others that it was significantly different than what you're saying. Also, we really would like to see the response to that, because I think history is going to be interested in that particular cable and your response to it.
Yeah, let's see it. And also, let's see, we saw the transcript of the phone call, too. Now watching Anthony Blinken get directly tested by Senator Ron Johnson, who said flat out, you said it was not your decision, State Department's decision, to get up Bagram Airport, but it was the president's decision to protect the embassy with a certain amount of troops and Bagram Airport, leaving them no choice but to leave that airbase, because he didn't have the troop levels, because the president put a threshold on that because he wanted to go out. So you could say the Defense Department made that decision. Not really. When you gave them those limitations, they had no choice. That's how they're getting around it. The American people have to be smart enough to understand when someone doesn't want to answer a question or answers a different question, it's because they don't like that answer.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. We'll be right back.
This is House Call for Health. Vaccines are leading to many Americans getting back to school and into the office. Medical experts say as you and your family return to the things you did pre-pandemic, make sure you do them in a way that contributes to a healthy lifestyle. For kids, focus on their lunches and keep it simple. Evelyn Bendon is a Cleveland Clinic pediatric registered dietitian.
Make sure you're getting all the different food groups in a lunch, so packing fruits, vegetables, protein, grains, and dairy. A lot of times we're just packing like a sandwich and chips.
Bendon adding the school cafeteria may not be the place to experiment with unfamiliar meals.
You don't want to put things in their lunch that they really don't like because they're definitely not going to eat them. So maybe those foods that are harder have at home at dinner.
As for adults, make sure that when you get back to your desk, you move around. Experts recommend a quick walk during your lunch break or standing for at least 10 minutes. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will King, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Historians agree there was a dark side to Karl Marx, the German-born founding father of communism and socialism. But did he actually worship the devil? Was he possessed? He wrote in a poem, "Thus heaven I forfeited, I know it well. My soul once true to God is chosen for hell." Dr. Paul Kanger.
I don't know if the guy was a Satanist or not, but if you look at what he wrote and the things that he said and the ideology that he produced and the poems and the plays, this is really disturbing, perverse stuff.
Dr. Kanger is a political science professor at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. He's also with the Faith and Freedom Institute. His book, The Devil and Karl Marx, uncovers a sinister soul of the man whose writings and economic philosophies have helped form totalitarian atheist governments like Soviet Russia and Communist China. Kanger quotes Marx's biographer, Robert Payne.
There were times when Marx seemed to be possessed by demons. He had the devil's view of the world and the devil's malignity. Sometimes Marx seemed to know that he was accomplishing works of evil.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The vaccines for the audience are incredibly effective at protecting people against severe disease. If you are vaccinated, you don't need to be protected against severe disease. The vaccines already do that. The message that we have to protect the vaccinated is essentially a message that is going to undermine confidence in the vaccine unnecessarily and is a dangerous message, I think, and that the vice president should retract.
the exact message the vice president tweeted out. We have to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. How does that make any sense? Dr. Marty McCary must be pulling his hair out with this. He's a surgeon, a professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins, his author of the book, The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare. Dr. McCary, it's been a very very aggravating week coming from this White House as it relates to our health. They're deciding that everyone better get the shot, or you got to either, now they're going into our business, our occupation, and I think you know this. A lot of nurses are deciding to quit. A lot of healthcare workers are deciding to quit. A lot of people are saying, I'm not going to be forced to be vaccinated. I quit my job because of this upcoming mandate that the president decreed. Is this going to help?
Well, I've been following the numbers, Brian, and one of the goals of the vaccine mandate by the White House, recognizing it may not withstand legal challenges, was that the buzz that you may need the vaccine in order to keep your job was going to get people to get out there and get the jab. Looking at the numbers, in the days since the announcement, which was 5 days ago, vaccinations are way down. They're not even level from where they were. They're down. So it really has polarized people. And I think people with positions against just the government, separate from the vaccine's effectiveness, are more entrenched right now. So it's backfiring.
You think we should get vaccinated, right?
Absolutely. For non-immune adults, if you haven't had natural immunity, those are the folks right now dying at a very high rate, 1,000 people a day. And that's where we got to put all of our efforts. Everything else is a gigantic distraction. You know, the unvaccinated somehow are posing a public health threat to the vaccinated, or a cloth mask on a 3-year-old child. These are distractions from our main focus.
So now we have the question of, for before I leave the mandate question, I would just want you to hear Joe Biden the other night, cut 29.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Okay, this was him earlier, along with Psaki, Pelosi, Fauci. Cut 30.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine.
So we're at 75% of the country eligible has gotten at least one shot. And they're saying desperate times, desperate measures. They've totally flipped. What happened?
Well, first of all, Brian, that's an amazing clip of a litany of all of these figures talking about how we would just never do this mandate. And here we do it basically on the 1 yard line, because we're never going to get to 100%. Even the required vaccines in children reach a 90% compliance rate. Otherwise people just don't do it, or they have medical exemptions. So if we're at 76% now, and our goal is to be in the 80s, and roughly half of the unvaccinated have natural immunity, they're using a very heavy hammer for a couple percentage points. And Joe Biden said in his speech announcing the mandate that the unvaccinated were preventing us from turning the corner. Well, how's he going to feel about the mandate in a month and a half or 2 months, when we're at very low levels of COVID, which is what Delta is showing in India? It's kind of a boom and bust. So when we're at very low levels and this mandate finally gets through its writing process and the legal challenges, and then add a few weeks for people to come and get it, and then the immune system to kick in, doesn't happen instantly, we're going to be at very low levels. How's it going to feel about the mandate then?
Yeah, that's a good point. So we'll see where this goes. Bottom line is, there are breakthrough cases on the vaccine, and now we're looking at booster shots to boost the vaccine, and what's driving you crazy, and what you wrote about, is why are we looking to Israel for an example? Why aren't we doing our own studies? We've been at this for a year and a half. We got the American people to study. Is anyone doing that? Can Anthony Fauci hop off television for a second and look at a pie chart?
I don't think his secretary would even recognize him now. I don't know if he's ever been in the office in the last year and a half. Because if you look at what we've been doing as a medical establishment, the NIH and CDC together have about 41,000 employees, and they have about $57 billion in funding. What are they using that money for? Well, they spent twice as much money on aging research. They're spending money on studying Mexican hairless dogs. Meanwhile, we have no idea how COVID spread for the first year. And if you look at all the good research right now, as you said, it's coming out of Israel. The only randomized cluster trial on masks came out of Bangladesh. Why are we getting all of our learnings from Israel and Bangladesh and not the United States? We're the United States of America. This is a disgrace. And if there was ever a message to Congress, the message right now is that our CDC has failed in its primary task, and it needs to be completely overhauled.
Absolutely. So I want to turn to the next big struggle, and that is five-year-olds. Now, five-year-olds are going to have an option, we understand, unless you want to disabuse me of this, in a few weeks of getting five and up, of getting this vaccine. Should they? Would you as a parent recommend it? And have we worked on the dosage enough to understand fully how it's going to affect kids?
Well, I will tell you this, that the companies saw, at least Pfizer, saw these complications after the second dose in teenagers sprout up around the country. And they went back and basically said, and I'm going to paraphrase, oh, my God, we got the dosing a little too high. That's what I believe how they reacted. Let's go back and revise the dosing in the kids under 12. So they came in with a much lower dose than they previously intended. And we'll see what the data shows. It's not even out yet. It's amazing how many people have a strong opinion when the data have not even been released. I mean, basically, the Biden administration has said kids will need this and we're probably going to require it. They haven't even seen the data. It hasn't even been published. I think in teenagers right now, if they've not had COVID in the past and you want to vaccinate a teen, I would only do one dose.
And if in a month they have a big press conference and they say, we're now going to make five-year-olds eligible, what would you tell a parent that made an appointment to see you or a friend of yours at a barbecue that said, should I do this?
Well, I would tell them that a month from now, probably 50 to 75% of all kids in America will have had it. I think the risk of COVID, they should know, in a child who's not healthy with a pre-existing condition might be one in a quarter million. In a healthy child, it might be one in 10 million, or it may never have happened. We don't even know if a healthy kid has ever died. They need to know those statistics. And I think most importantly, Brian, to answer your question, they should know that this trial that is being used to justify the vaccine in kids 5 through 12 included about 2,000 children. So they should know we're going to learn what we learned from 2,000 kids. It's not a big trial.
It's not big enough.
Not big enough.
They say, and you tell me if these numbers are not correct, one in four new COVID cases are kids cases. Is that different from the original virus, COVID-19 virus? Is the Delta have different stats and results, a different effect on kids than the original COVID-19?
It's not more dangerous. We are seeing it just rip through the schools. And the schools sometimes are doing everything humanly possible. I mean, they're practically putting the kids in their own astronaut suit and keeping them, 10 miles from the other kids. And it's still ripping through the schools. I'm not sure it's avoidable for a kid. And you can still take mitigation steps, but 25 million out of the 52 million school-aged children probably have had COVID. Remember, we have only diagnosed about 10 to 15% of kids with COVID, but we're only capturing 1 in 5 to 1 in 10 true cases because most kids are asymptomatic.
All right, so we'll see where this stands. You believe Delta's waning? Because last week, Dr. Scott Gottlieb said that Delta has not really hit the Northeast yet.
Yeah, the Northeast could be in for a bump. Now, it's not going to be as bad as we've seen in the Southeast because there's higher vaccination rates in the Northeast. But it's also their flu season coming up. So I think we should not be alarmed if we do see an increase in cases in the Northeast. But I don't think they're going to be so-called spikes or surges. I think it's going to be a rolling increase like we see with a mild flu season. The South is on its way down. And if we want to know what's going to happen with Delta, just look at the first couple states that were affected with the Delta wave, because Delta is the same everywhere. It's just staggered. So what we've seen is Missouri and Arkansas, the first states, are down 20 to 30% from their peaks. And if we look at India, it could be a real boom and bust where it just burns through the population so fast, the decline could be very rapid.
So we keep hearing about hospitals being overcrowded. The story in Nebraska ended up being wrong. We heard Idaho now, hospitals. What is this situation with hospitals that you know of? Do you see a great many of them, people reaching out to you, even anecdotally saying we're having a huge problem here?
People forget that hospitals are normally crowded. Hospitals normally have very little space. I mean, they operate in a business model with just-in-time capacity and have for 20 years. So if you have three people walk into a normal everyday hospital or ICU in America, that could strain the hospital. So what hospitals are doing in areas where there's a lot of COVID patients, and that is true, especially in rural areas in the Southeast where they're getting hammered by COVID right now, is that they're stopping some of the elective surgery and some of the stuff that's that can wait a little bit. And I think they're going to end up needing to wait a month or two until it gets to a better place.
On booster shots, where do you stand, Dr. McCarry? Are you getting one?
Definitely not, 100% not. And now my situation is a little different. I took the second dose of my Pfizer vaccine 3 months after the first dose, which is how we should have told everyone in America to have taken it. And I still tell people, wait 3 months for your second dose unless you had COVID in the past, because you need to space out the doses. That's how you get durable immunity. And the virology geniuses are now acknowledging that when you put the first two doses 3 and 4 weeks apart, it functions as one dose. So it's no surprise that the new data out of Israel is showing that for people over 60, that they do have a slight benefit to getting that booster because it functions really as a second dose. So in people over 60, I think it's reasonable to start thinking about it. But you're talking about a minimal benefit. You're already very well protected against COVID with the two-dose regimen that you already have in your system.
Dr. McCarry, I guess a couple more questions. Dr. McCarry, why is Regeneron not in every hospital? Why is it not in every doctor's office? So don't people want to make money? Isn't it true that it's effective? Isn't it true that every time you have a VIP, they get this, they get Regeneron like the President of the United States?
It's about a 15% real direct survival benefit. So we do see death rates go down with Regeneron. So why not give it routinely? And so we are seeing it adopted more broadly. But the FDA made it very difficult to give Regeneron initially. It's not a pill. You know, it's an infusion. You sit down. They want you to be observed for like an hour after you have it. It's like overly excessive. What are we doing creating all these burdens and rules and regulations? People forget that there's a half dose in the vaccine vial after you use the four doses that it comes with. Doctors wanted to pool those two half doses into a additional dose to increase our nation's vaccine supply by 15%, and the FDA said no. That this is the kind of regulatory nonsense that makes the practice of medicine very difficult, and the FDA should be held accountable.
Absolutely. And lastly, I want you to hear this exchange on MSNBC, Cut 28.
I'm hearing anecdotally through people I know about breakthrough cases that are really serious, that end up with people being on ventilators. These are people who are vaccinated but still got COVID. What is the potential that this spirals beyond Delta to monster variant?
Well, there's always a risk of, as you get more circulation of virus in the community, that you'll get enough accumulation of new mutations to get a variant intentionally different than the ones we're seeing now. Delta has the capability, unlike Alpha, of transmitting extraordinarily readily and efficiently from person to person. That is the reason why we've seen that surge that we've been through over the last few months.
Your answer?
It's just amazing to hear these questions that he gets asked, sort of, will you speculate about a variant that could be the kiss of death for planet Earth? How about, what was your role in creating this variant in funding the Wuhan lab? It's just unbelievable to me. There are a million viruses on planet Earth, Brian, and none of them have evaded the life-protecting effect of immunity. And with the severe illnesses, we don't see it with COVID-19. So I think we can feel good about the immune protection we have against future variants. It would be interesting if Mika Brzezinski asked him about influenza, right? Could we have an influenza variant that could, you know, be dangerous? They would never talk like this. We'd never have vaccine mandates for influenza. We'd never have mask mandates for influenza.
Dr. Maureen McCary, always educational. Thanks so much. Pick Up the Price We Pay. It's the name of his book. Thanks, doctor.
Thanks, Brian.
Back to wrap up the hour. This is Brian Kilmeade Show. See you on the other side.
Require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it. Fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An 11-year-old shelter dog finding her forever home makes the Doggy Dean's List. Sally is a pit bull and terrier mix. She's been available for adoption at the Always and Forever Midwest Animal Sanctuary since 2020. But her luck could be changing now that she's famous. Local animal lovers in Kansas City, Missouri teamed up to get a billboard with Sally's picture on it above a section of Interstate 35, a major highway. Scott Poor, who helped with the billboard campaign, says it's been a dream of his for many years to have a billboard that features the animals in Kansas City shelters that have been homeless the longest. And according to Sally's profile, when Sally is adopted, the billboard will go on to promote other in-need shelter pets from Kansas City. Scott says in the meantime, he will use his funds from his business to support his animal rescue work. I have a feeling Sally will find a forever home soon. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Vaccines are leading to many Americans getting back to school and into the office. Medical experts say as you and your family return to the things you did pre-pandemic, make sure you do them in a way that contributes to a healthy lifestyle. For kids, focus on their lunches and keep it simple. Evelyn Benden is a Cleveland Clinic pediatric registered dietitian.
Make sure you're getting all the different food groups in a lunch, so packing fruits, vegetables, protein, grains, and dairy. A lot of times we're just packing like like a sandwich and chips.
Bendon adding the school cafeteria may not be the place to experiment with unfamiliar meals.
You don't want to put things in their lunch that they really don't like because they're definitely not going to eat them. So maybe those foods that are harder have at home at dinner.
As for adults, make sure that when you get back to your desk, you move around. Experts recommend a quick walk during your lunch break or standing for at least 10 minutes. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Let's take a look and see if there's more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Derek Carr rallied the Las Vegas Raiders. They must have loved this at the network. Past Baltimore in a wild OT game. Let's listen to the final play.
Going to throw. Drake picked up the pressure. All alone is Zay Jones. And he will prance into the end zone.
Las Vegas has an NFL team. They finally have fans. Last year they had a stadium. Amazing. Final score, 33-27. That's Carr. Lastly, Fox has acquired TMZ for an estimated $50 million. What do you think about this? Harvey Levin's got to be happy.
I hope so, and hopefully we'll have him on the show more often to talk about all the gossip you love to talk about off the air.
Right. I really do. Anything with Britney related. But I also would like to add, too, that we're getting bigger and bigger. FBN, now there's a Weather Channel,
Outkick.
TMZ, Outkick, yep. Getting bigger and bigger. And more news, Cops is returning for new episodes on Fox Nation, most recently on the Paramount Network. This show will go back into production and fall to produce new episodes on international territories. That's going to be in September 13th. That's great. More law enforcement.
It is, and it's always a show that sucks you in.
Right. It does suck you in, and it's pro-law enforcement. And remember, Live PD was once the number one show, and it was pulled because of the climate in the country.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Capitol Police say approximately 400 to 500 demonstrators, that's all, turned up Saturday for a rally to support those charged in the January 6th riot at the Capitol, but they were vastly outnumbered by the media and the heavy law enforcement presence.
The rally took place in fields far from the Capitol building. It was ringed by heavy dump trucks. There were a few counter-protesters and a few scuffles. Police say one person was arrested for carrying a knife, but no major incidents were reported early on. Organizer Matt Brainerd, a former Trump campaign staffer, told the crowd, respect law enforcement.
This is about the many people who were there that day who have not been charged with violence, not been accused of assaulting a police officer, destroying property, and the disparate treatment they've received.
According to a review, roughly 63 people are being held awaiting trial or sentencing in connection with January 6th. More than 600 people were arrested. I'm Julie Walker.
A judge has formally approved a plan to turn OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma into a new company no longer owned by members of the Sackler family, and with its profits going to fight the opioid epidemic.
Bankruptcy judge Robert Drain officially has confirmed the reorganization, more than 2 weeks after he announced he would do so pending two largely technical changes. However, several states, among other parties, have already appealed the decision. The deal resolves some 3,000 lawsuits filed by state and local governments, Native American tribes, unions, hospitals, and others who claimed the company's marketing of prescription opioids helped spark and continue an overdose epidemic linked to more than 500,000 deaths in the U.S. in the last two decades. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Crews are watching the weather this weekend as they battle two California wildfires near the Sequoia National Park. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
France's ambassador to Australia is described as a huge mistake, Australia's surprise cancellation of a major submarine contract in favor of a U.S. deal in an unprecedented show of anger among the Allies. Jean-Pierre Thibault says the trust expected between international partners has been undermined by Australia's move.
Fundamentally, everything was built on trust. Everything was supposed to be done in full transparency between the two partners.
Paris recalled its ambassadors to Australia and the United States Friday to protest a deal among the United States, Australia, and Britain to supply Australia with a fleet of at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines. The deal scraps a contract with a French-majority state-owned company to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines. Australia's new U.S. deal comes as it looks to confront China's rising military power in the region. Townhall.com. The Minnesota Supreme Court ruled voters in Minneapolis can decide whether or not to abolish the police department in the upcoming municipal elections.
The state Supreme Court overturned a lower court's ruling that rejected ballot language for not sufficiently describing the measure's effects. Minneapolis would instead replace the police department with a public safety department that employs a comprehensive public health approach. The ballot measure comes after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis while in police custody on Memorial Day of 2020, which sparked a nationwide defund the police movement. Patrick Frost reporting.
Garbage and debris and a lot more are piling up along many New Orleans streets nearly 3 weeks after Hurricane Ida pounded southeast Louisiana. Anger is rising as well. Some residents going and telling city council members on Friday they haven't had garbage picked up since a week before Ida hit. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City. Fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. This hour, we'll do a simulcast on FBN with Stuart Varney. You'll get to see what the fastest growing cable channel in the country is like, and with the number one show on that channel, Stuart Varney live. Tim Green is an outstanding NFL player, first-round draft pick of the Atlanta Falcons, became an outstanding broadcaster with Fox, and then Inside Edition, then became a lawyer while he was still a player, a multidimensional guy who sadly was struck with ALS a couple of years ago, and he still was able to write a book. He's losing a lot of his mobility, but he had to write the book with his eyes, literally looking at a letter and putting words together, and he did it. They went back to his books on tape, pulled out words, and they were able to get his actual voice. It sounds a little mechanical, but he's able to promote this book along with his son, Troy Green. It's called Final Season. If you want to do something great for your kids, get a book that they will love, whether they love sports or not, and do it for a great cause. Money goes to ALS research. Tim Green, you're going to hear from Tim. An interview I did for TV and radio yesterday that you're going to get today, and a chance to get a book, especially for those kids that don't like to read. This is one of those books they'll read without being told to read. And Thomas Joselyn, in a matter of moments. We're also watching the beginning of the hearings on Afghanistan, and I'm encouraged by Bob Menendez. He says clearly this exit was flawed. There's got to be lessons learned, and people got to be held accountable. Much different than the whitewash we heard from Democrats yesterday. Thomas Joselyn knows more about Afghanistan than anybody. He's going to be with us in a second. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
There's more mandates I wish he would have given. I think mandating vaccines for air travel, train travel, or interstate bus travel would also be important.
Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, what a joke. Vaccine mandate mania. Joe Biden decided to divide in order to distract, mock rather than lead, get ready for planes, buses, and trains to demand vaccines to ride. Not okay in my America.
Number two.
It's going to be a lot more than 3.5 over 8 or 10 years because it'll continue. All these programs will never come off. They're only been scored out that far.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, that's a social reform.
Joe Manchin, I have an idea. Let's raise taxes on everybody. Use money to pay for everyone. Cradle to grave funding. That's reconciliation package, Democratic style. This has got to stop. Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema can do it. I hope they follow through.
Number one.
How meticulous was the planning for the Trump administration declared May 1st withdrawal?
We inherited a deadline. We did not inherit a plan.
So no plan at all. It's amazing that it wasn't much, much worse.
Unbelievable. The Congressman Sherman, he should be embarrassed. Anthony Blinken filibusters his way through a speed dating format on the House congressional hearings today. He's in front of the Senate. We'll bring you the latest on one of the worst military adventures in American history, probably the worst. It's been internationally devastating to us. It hurt our allies. It heartened our enemies. Thomas Joselyn joins us now, senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, senior editor of the Long World Journal. Thomas, do you blame Trump for all this?
You know, look, I mean, here's the honest truth, Brian. I mean, Trump does deserve a share of the blame for this. He does. I mean, the agreement that he signed with the Taliban, with Secretary Pompeo, was what I've termed servile diplomacy. It was about as weak-kneed as it gets, and it undermined the Afghan government, Afghan security forces, emboldened the Taliban, and did nothing really to protect Americans or protect American interests. I mean, you could say, well, the Taliban allowed the U.S. to retreat after the deal was signed in February of 2020, but that's not exactly a big diplomatic accomplishment. They're always willing to let us retreat. They just wanted us out. And I think that did set the stage for the mess that we watched, the catastrophe we watched this year. However, that doesn't excuse all the problems that we've seen from the Biden administration. The Biden administration, you know, got out of all these other Trump deals. They could have gotten out of this Trump deal with the Taliban. They didn't. It was clear to me, you can see at the time when President Biden announced that America was going to leave, you know, in April, he came out and said, look, we're out. That's it. The withdrawal should have begun right then and there. You know, as I was saying then loudly, get out. Get the civilians out. Get these people out so we don't have a chaotic endpoint here, a Saigon-type moment. And unfortunately, they didn't listen. And now to this day, you know, the Biden administration, you have Secretary Blinken testifying on the Hill, and he's talking about how the Taliban has committed to not allowing al-Qaeda to have safe haven in Afghanistan. This shows just complete, remarkable ignorance of the whole situation. Al-Qaeda helped the Taliban win the war. It's their Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, too. And just earlier this month, the Taliban released a video in which they glorified the 9/11 attacks and said Americans deserved it, that we deserved to be hit on 9/11. And here you have the Secretary of State prattling on about the Taliban's supposed counterterrorism commitments. This all speaks to this gross failure of American leadership, really, across many years now.
You know what? I agree with you, and I've said this here with Trump. I never would have been talking to the Taliban, and I also don't think there was an urgency to get out of Afghanistan. They should have explained to the American people to have a counterterrorism presence. It's in our national interest. We've all gone to Terry University as a country. We would have understood it. There's no question. If we say we want to support them forever, no one's going to buy into that, but there could have been a way. Having said all that, nobody could have handled it worse. And I can't believe the military went along with this. At one point do you say, you can't give me 600 guys to defend a country? And if the Taliban calls and says, I'm going to take Kabul unless you're going to take it, and you say, take it, we just want the airport? I mean, what kind of idiot says that?
Brian, look, I just, you know, you and I both think of ourselves as American patriots. I'm sure a lot of the listeners right now think of themselves as American patriots. Part of that is we want to support the American military, and of course
Absolutely.
We do, especially the many service members. But part of patriotism is to have patriotic dissent, right? And I'm sorry, but the U.S. military's leaders are a failure, a big failure. Successor generals now in Afghanistan failed, and they failed upward. You know, they didn't win a single battle. They didn't win the war. They lost the war. They couldn't get it right no matter how many times they were asked to. They didn't really know what they were doing. And the Long War Journal, part of what we've done for so many years, it's discouraging, is document how wrong they were time and time again. You know, that's a massive failure. And what I'm worried about here, Brian, going forward in our country is it seems now we've got a society in which when our leaders, our elite fail, there is no accountability, right? Nobody's held accountable. And I'm worried about that going forward because that's basically how a society or a country fails. When there's no accountability, there's no competition, there's no iron sharpening iron, what happens? You fail, and there's no accountability for failure, and means you fail again. And that's what I'm worried about with these guys as we continue to face new challenges as a country, not just from jihadism, which now we're going to have a whole other generation of terrorist threats out of Afghanistan. We have challenges from China and Russia and others. I don't trust these guys to take on those challenges, given that they didn't know how to defeat the Taliban.
Couple of things. In individual battles, our men, I think, adjusted brilliantly in a lot of these ways in which they took down and took this outpost and were able to take down this terrorist and able to direct drone strikes in. But in terms of the overall strategy, you know, I think originally they wanted to get in and out because they saw what happened to the Soviets. And then they realized they can't because it would be a mess.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Yeah, I mean, look, the truth is the 20-year effort was erratic. It was not a consistent 20-year effort. Now, I'm not defending it. I'm not saying that there wasn't a debacle here, because there clearly was. But the U.S. military built an Afghan military that was dependent on the U.S. military to function. It fought wars like the U.S. military does, and part of that required logistical air support from American contractors who could help keep flying their birds to keep them in the fight. And with that air support, tens of thousands of Afghan soldiers did die for their cause and for their country. Guess what? Once the Biden administration removed that, once you take that away, guess what happens? They weren't used to fighting without such superior air dominance and air support. And of course, that created a big problem. There were many other problems in this withdrawal here this year. So when Blinken says that, one more year wouldn't have made any difference to the resiliency or stability of the Afghan government, you know, just keeping in place some logistical air support for the Afghan army would have given them some more sustainability and resiliency, would have prevented this catastrophic outcome. This is a very simple, straightforward fact. And I think that that's sort of how cavalier Blinken and others are being. They want to put all the onus on Kabul, this regime, this nascent regime in a country far away from us that's in an unstable country, which has been ravaged by war for 40 years, and not put any of the blame in Washington, the capital of a supposed superpower.
Couple of things. When you read that transcript, Thomas Jocelyn, Longest War Journal with us, of the Gahani asking for help, I see a guy going, he knew this was going to happen. How do you hang up the phone and say they're going to be fine? He said Pakistan is coming with 10 to 15,000 fully supported terrorists along with the Taliban. They're invading our country. Can you at least give us air support? And he basically said no. Wait a second. What are you shocked about?
I mean, you know, the thing is, Brian, and all this is, yeah, Ghani was a problematic leader in Afghanistan. I could give you a whole dossier on the problems with Ghani's leadership. But he's not the supposed superpower here, right? America is. America's supposed to be the big dog. And America's supposed to be the one that actually provides leadership and does things to affect the outcome to serve its interests. What you've seen here is a collapse in American leadership, both at the political level and the military level. And what I'm saying about the accountability issue is we can't keep going that way. Unless there's accountability for these types of failures going forward, we're going to have even bigger failures in the future, and that's what I'm worried about.
So listen, I know there's greater international relations minds than mine, but I have a huge passion for it. And to me, this is an insult of an exchange, and I want you to have at it. Cut 11.
The Taliban, they continue to press forward because we have an administration that doesn't know how to confront an adversary, understanding that they do not respect weakness, they only respect strength. And it is so greatly unfortunate, the consequences, and I believe that you, sir, should resign. That would be leadership. I yield back.
To the contrary, Congressman, I believe that there's nothing that our strategic competitors like China or Russia or our adversaries like Iran, like North Korea, would have liked more than for President Biden to have re-upped the war in Afghanistan for another 5 to 20 years, to be bogged down in that conflict. Nothing they would have liked more.
So if China had a choice between America having a base hundreds of miles from their border or having no base, having influence in the region or no influence, having been able to take out terrorists or not taking terrorists, do you really think that China would choose to have us in Afghanistan or out of Afghanistan?
I mean, exactly right. And this is the sort of mindless rhetoric you're hearing from these guys. I mean, here's the other thing. You think China and Russia like the fact that we just got defeated in the original 9/11 war and that the Taliban, which remains closely allied with al-Qaeda to this day, just beat America in Afghanistan? Of course they love it. It diminishes America's power in numerous ways. It shows that America is feckless and leaderless. And that's the biggest thing here.
Sam, you're weak.
Pardon me?
I was just saying to our producers, I go, this soundbite that you're giving me right now, it was going to help us all week, and I hit the wrong button. My fault. But what you're saying is just kind of, no one ever capitalized on that statement. China wants us, but would love to us be bogged down there. We don't have to be bogged down with 2,500 troops. We have an elite, we have a series of military bases and CIA bases we recently discovered that would have given us eyes and ears in the region. Now we have none. Tell me that China really would prefer us in or out. Of course they want us out.
Of course China wants us out. Does China prefer the American flag flying over the very expensive American embassy in Kabul, or do they prefer the Islamic Emirate Afghanistan's victorious flag flying over the very expensive American embassy in Kabul? Of course they prefer the Taliban's flag. They've said that over and over again. You know, as a U.S. was groveling to the Taliban and asking desperately for a ceasefire with the Afghan government, the now deposed Afghan government, what was those same Taliban delegation, what was it doing? It was going to meet with China and was actually paving the way for future economic relations so that China can have its One Belt, One Road initiative cut right through Afghanistan and receive this economic assistance and development assistance from Beijing. Why? Because China doesn't mind the anti-American terrorists in Afghanistan. As long as those terrorists don't come across China's borders and attack Beijing, they don't care. All they want to do is do business with another nasty actor in their region. And so, of course, they're celebrating today. The Chinese are celebrating. The Russians are celebrating. The Iranians are celebrating. The Pakistanis are celebrating. They're all celebrating America's defeat in Afghanistan. And the idea that that is not something to take, that we can just dismiss that and just pretend like it doesn't matter, to me, is really shows you just how much the leadership in Washington has failed.
Lastly, how many Americans are left? How many green card? What do you think the numbers are of SIVs, green card holders, and Americans left in Afghanistan?
Brian, they don't know. You know, we've been working this issue very quietly, trying to help whoever we can, you know, just as a facilitation point, you know, putting people in contact with one another. I don't really know how many Americans left Afghanistan, to be honest with you. I don't think they really know. I think they have an assessment in, you know, a relatively low assessment of 100 or a few hundred. It's not really clear at this point of Americans who want to get out. It's not really clear. But the problem is beyond that, of course, you have a lot of Afghans who worked with the Americans. And we know for a fact they're being systematically hunted down right now. And the idea that their lives don't matter, which is what Secretary Blinken and others are really saying, I think is really inexcusable.
It is. And for people to say that's not happening because the international pressure on the Taliban would keep them in line, that does not pass the laugh test. Tom Snanks, what do you do? Senior fellow of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, but more importantly, for this story, senior editor for the Long War Journal. Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We come back to your calls, and then we have talked to Tim Green, and we'll give you the latest on these hearings. We'll bring back the highlights and lowlights.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
So at Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Aerosmith is getting ready to dust off just about every song the Bad Boys from Boston ever recorded throughout their storied career. The band is signing a new worldwide alliance, or record deal as we used to call them, with the Universal Music Group. The new partnership will also give fans unique access to the personal archives of each of the five members who will personally curate their collections of music, photos, video footage, artwork, journals, set lists, and memorabilia as part of the band's ongoing 50th anniversary celebrations. Guitarist Joe Perry says in part, "This will allow us to bring our music to fans in ways we never were able to before. It's something we've dreamed about happening for a long time." Laura
Engel, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nathan Sawaya, a consulting producer and artist in residence on Fox's Lego Masters. Lego Masters returns all new Tuesday with the remaining five duos tasked with taking on a land and sea challenge. They'll split up to start their builds, imaginative land and sea creatures. Then they'll team up to find out how their creations work together. Challenge producers work hard to come up with ideas for the contestants and even test out the challenges.
We just try and brainstorm ideas that are really going to be something that the audience hasn't seen before, that the contestants haven't probably prepared for. We don't want it to be too easy. We really want it to be a big challenge for them.
And look closely at the screen. There's a lot of Lego in the detail.
I think the really interesting thing is the audience might not realize that a lot of things on the set are built out of Lego.
As for what's coming up, the builds just keep getting bigger as the final teams vie for that grand prize title.
I don't want to give too much away, but the finale is going to be great. It gets pretty exciting.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm very disappointed that Secretary Austin declined our request to testify today. A full accounting of the U.S. response to this crisis is not complete without the Pentagon, especially when it comes to understanding the complete collapse of the U.S. trained and funded. His decision not to appear before the committee will affect my personal judgment on Department of Defense nominees. I expect the Secretary will avail himself to the committee in the near future. And if he does not, I may consider the use of committee subpoena power to compel him and others over the course of these last 20 years to testify.
After this debacle, the Defense Department doesn't show up? Well, you have the Secretary of State, no problem, throwing the Defense Department on the bus. They never told us the Taliban was going to crash. The Intelligence Committee, the Intelligence Division under the bus, they never told us this was going to happen or there's in danger of falling. Now that's what happens when only the State Department shows up. You know why? Austin would just embarrass himself. This guy's out of his depth in the day he took the job. He makes the most sense when he's muzzled with four masks. Tim, WHIO. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Brian, good to talk to you again. I don't even know where to start. I'm so frustrated with everything. But on this vaccine thing, you know, my whole family got vaccinated. My daughter did not do well at all. She's 16. I think we need the vaccines, but to have us lectured and then to let all these illegal people come into our country unvaccinated.
I know.
Getting on buses, shipping them. Why aren't we following these buses and finding out where they're being dumped? Are they being dumped in red states, you know, blue states? I just don't understand why the American people aren't in the streets about this.
I know. I mean, we should be. And I'll tell you what, the media is not covering it. We're trying to. We have drones. We have our own drone team right at the border. It's amazing what we're seeing. Thanks so much for the call. WHIO will be doing a hit for them tomorrow morning. Hey, go to BrianKilmeade.com, order any of my books, and weigh in on the talk of the day.
Favorite Fox News podcasts, commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, foxnewspodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man who finally found his long-lost dog in a pretty awesome way makes today's Dean's List. Dwight Gary lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and was watching television when the local news team showed a photo of a dog that was available for adoption. The report began, "Meet Mason." Dwight says he took one look at the rescue dog and said, "That's not Mason. That's most definitely Payday." Dwight says he recognized the distinctive underbite of his little black puppy, Payday, who had gone missing from their yard more than 2 years ago after being frightened by fireworks. He contacted the news desk of his local news channel, which regularly features pet adoptions for the Wisconsin Humane Society. The coincidence led to a doggy tail ending when Payday was reunited with his family and immediately recognized them upon their arrival. And that's one of the best Doggy Dean's Lists we've ever had. Janice Dean, Fox News.
show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I think that the Taliban winning the war in Afghanistan and then the way our exit happened has absolutely inspired jihadists all over the world. The Taliban is saying, we just didn't defeat the United States. We defeated NATO. We defeated the world's greatest military power ever. So there's a celebration going on. We defeated the Soviet Union, then it fell. Now we've defeated NATO, right? Maybe they can fall too. I think not only will jihadists be inspired, but a lot of them are going to come to Afghanistan to be part of the celebration, to be part of Jihadist Central.
That was Michael Morell, knows his stuff, deputy director, former acting director of the CIA and deputy director for years, briefer of President Obama and President Bush, of course, and the war on terror launched with him there and his expertise. Dr. Tariq Hamid joins us now. He is author of Inside Jihad, How Radical Islam Works, Why It Should Terrify Us, and How to Defeat It. First off, doctor, do you agree with what you just heard from Michael Morell?
Absolutely, 100%. Every word really meant something, and it was very real. The jihadists will be inspired by this wave withdrawal that humiliated the U.S., and I can see this in the Arab media everywhere. They are celebrating, and their supporters are really excited now about the concept of jihad again.
And that doesn't benefit anyone. For the moderates in the Middle East, and there are more than ever. So nobody, I mean, the people that are rejoicing are our enemies, correct?
Absolutely, they are. They are the enemies, and they will continue to be enemies until we defeat their ideology. And this is the only way really to deal, or the main way to deal with this disease.
So a couple of things. You should tell our audience your background. So you wrote Inside Jihad because you were. You were a radical Islamist, right?
Absolutely. I was born in Cairo, Egypt, for a very secular family, and my upbringing was very secular. I discovered God when I was studying the DNA molecule. I wanted to know him. I wanted to serve him. And sadly, in the medical school, I was invited by a radical group called Jama'a Islamiyah that worked legally back then in our medical school. And they invited me to join them. I joined them, and in a few months period, I changed it from a very innocent child to another human being who was willing to travel to Afghanistan to wage jihad, who wanted to implement the Sharia rules, as you see Taliban is doing. So it's complete change in my life within few months of brainwashing. And after that, I left them, thank God, due to some reason, which was they asked me to share with them in kidnapping a police officer and bury him alive. And I couldn't take it, Brian. So I decided not to continue in this path. This was 40 years ago, and I turned against them since then.
So they told you to kill a police officer and bury him alive?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I remember the moment.
And that's when you said, I'm out.
Yes. When this happened, I felt that was too much for me to accept, and I started to think. And if I told you some details of the story, the first thing they said to me in the Jama'a Islamiyah, in this radical group, was al-fikru kufr. In Arabic, it's an Arabic word that means if you started to think, you will become an infidel. So the very first thing they did to me, Brian, was suppression of my critical thinking. That's why I wrote this op-ed about brain stand and fighting it in the brain.
Understood. All right. So we're doing a pretty good job on fighting radical Islam. In fact, some of the Middle Eastern leaders, even though we don't agree with Egypt's tactics on Saudi Arabia's prince chopping up one of our journalists, I got it. But they recognize the wasabi, all this radical Islam, these teachers and these what was going on in a lot of these madrasas had to stop, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And on several occasions, President Sisi spoke to the religious scholars clearly and unambiguously that they need to change. Mohammed bin Salman has changed significant things in Saudi Arabia. You can't imagine. I lived in Saudi Arabia for 3 years when it was under Sharia rules, literal understanding of Sharia rules. And Mohammed bin Salman is doing a real revolution now in everything. You see art, you see music, you see liberty, you see freedoms. So, and the people, most of the Saudis are a young generation. They are very happy with him for doing so. So I think there are some changes. The online, the internet also played a major role in making the change happen. There are many reformers at individual level, like myself, who have been trying to change the mindset of the Muslim world and young Muslims, and to some extent they succeeded. They are working alone, but they are using the internet effectively, and they are doing a great job.
So right now the Taliban's back in control, and people are saying, well, if they want to be part of the world community, they'll reform, and then we're going to hold them accountable. What's your reaction to that, Dr. Hamid?
This is a big lie from the Taliban, as usual. They justify lying by a concept called taqiya, which is a form of lying to deceive what they consider infidels until they become more powerful. I don't believe at all the Taliban is sincere about this. Otherwise, we would have seen some significant change in their ideology. But their ideology is still the same and will remain the same unless the world community did something significant against this ideology to defeat it.
So right now we are giving the Taliban they have 18 million Afghans who are dependent on the government for food and shelter. We have given them $64 million, and the world community overall has given the $1.2 billion in international aid, and the Taliban saying, have a heart, have a big heart. You're a big country. We let your people out alone without incident, which is wrong. 13 of our guys died. So give us more. Should we?
No. Unless they change and their ideology in certain aspects, and they accept to change their education, unless they show significant change in their ideological belief, which includes jihad and wars against non-Muslims, and suppression of non-Muslims in their communities, and suppression of women, I believe unless they change, we should have a clear stand. It's like slavery. Remember, Brian, when the world and America here had a strong stance against slavery.
Yep.
So we didn't tolerate slavery. There is one phrase I would like to quote from my wife about this issue. I'll tell you why. She said one day that it was not... America has not become beacon for freedom and democracy because of its tolerance. In fact, because we were intolerant, we became beacon for liberty and modernity and democracy. Had we been tolerant of slavery, slavery wouldn't exist today. So I think there are certain things, Brian, that we need as international community and civilized people to have clear stand against certain aspects. Like we did with slavery, and when we were intolerant, we actually became beacon for liberty and modernity. So I think in this situation of human history, we need to show zero tolerance or complete intolerance to the value system of Taliban, and we shouldn't really be supportive of them at any level unless they change.
Which you don't think is going to happen. You outline a couple of things that we could do. You say to defeat radical Islam, implement an impenetrable vetting process. We got to find out who the radicals are out there. You have some, for example, some things we could do to make sure. You check social media, you talk to them, or certain giveaways or things that radicals can't lie about.
Actually, they will try to lie, but there are ways to discover covert forms of radicalism. There are certain types of questions, and when you analyze the answer and the content and the speed of response, and when you say to them even simple greeting and see the response to the greeting, the words they use, the way they stand in the prayer in the mosque. So all of this, there are different ways. Some of them are very typical for the radical groups. So there are certain aspects when you analyze them from different angle, you can reach some form of conclusion. Okay. or a profile. And if a person changes all of a sudden from moderate person, for example, to have some elements of radicalism, you have to be very cautious, because this person might, if he is in a position to induce harm to us, he can use his position for doing so. Like if he was working in a virology lab or nuclear lab, for example, and he became radical, just imagine the damage that he can inflict upon our society. So I think we have to be very cautious and detect early and the covert signs of radicalism, and there are ways to do this.
What government should we be supporting? You mentioned that there are elements that this prince is doing in Saudi Arabia we should support. Here's the thing, the problem we have. If we see a dictator out there like the Egyptian leader, we say, well, he's not doing things in democratic reforms and giving others. He's too brutal on the crackdowns, so we're not going to support him. But he does see Islamic extremism as a real threat to him. Therefore, I am all for let's make sure that that's in our interest to support him. We remember what it was like to have a Muslim Brotherhood leader of Egypt. Where do you stand?
May. I would support any leader in this situation who sometimes may have to become a little bit of a dictator to suppress the radical Islamic elements. Sadly, when you compare, for example, the radical groups in Europe, how many attacks they did in Europe and in Germany, in France, in Spain, in London, even in America here, and we are democratic societies, compared to what they do in China, they did nothing. Despite the fact that the government is cracking down on the Muslim community there. If you would know about the minority of Muslim community, the Chinese government is cracking down on them. But the radicals never did any single attack in China because they know they could be brutal in their reaction. I am afraid to say that being so nice sometimes just encourages radicalism. So see, I can understand.
See, what you should understand,
situation.
Too, we have to understand that in the West, especially America. Well, you can't be so brutal. You know, our heavy-handed ways are working against us. It's the only thing they understand. They understand power and strength and a willingness to use it, correct?
Sadly, you are correct. Sadly, but that is the truth, yeah.
But the fact that they will have relations with China, even though they have at least a million Muslims in concentration camps, shows how insincere their fundamentalism is. Don't you agree?
I agree 100%. And there is another factor with China here, that they already hate America because of religious reasons. And I don't want to go into its details now, but they hate the West because of the value system is completely against them. They want to suppress women. They want to stone women to death. They want slavery. They want to suppress freedom of religion. And we are against all of their value system. So they hate us. With the Russians, they have an old revenge from what Russians did to them years and years ago when there was a fight between them and Russia. So the Afghani people have the concept of revenge even after years. So they will not cooperate with Russia. With China, it's a new country, and they are willing to accept some, for example, deal with them just because they hate us. They hate America and Russia. So with China, there is another element here that they will not go to the West. And China now is winning Afghanistan, if you think about it. So we did the war, 20 years of spending trillions of dollars. We lost several thousands of human lives. And at the end, China is getting Afghanistan in its hand.
So when people say China and Russia would have loved us bogged down in Afghanistan is such an incorrect statement because we weren't bogged down. We were using it to our advantage to fight and keep an eye on radical Islam and stay within miles of their border, correct?
Absolutely correct. And sadly, when we use the word fight, we only focus on the military component of the problem and ignored completely the ideological component. That's why we lost this war. And I can say it clearly. We lost this war because the threat is the same. The enemy is coming back with full strength. And as you mentioned at the beginning, they are very happy and very arrogant now that they won America, they won the NATO, and they are victorious. So I'm afraid to say that we really lost this war. Trying to sugarcoat this, trying to use other nice expressions is interesting, but it's not conveying the reality.
So I just wanted to give you, I'll end with this. Lieutenant General Scott Barrier, who leads the Defense Intelligence Agency, he's deputy director there, he said the current assessment, probably conservatively, is 1 to 2 years for al-Qaeda to build some capability at least to threaten our homeland because they are back there. Zawahiri seems to have cut his tape from Afghanistan. Do you think he's on the money?
He is absolutely correct here, but I will add that Al-Qaeda will grow not only in Afghanistan, but in other places that could be supported by the drugs, by the money laundering in Afghanistan, by a lot of support that can come to them through the Taliban. So even Al-Qaeda in Africa can flourish. Al-Qaeda in the Middle East can flourish. It's one group that become powerful and they can get the money and they can support other groups elsewhere. So the phenomenon actually will not be localized and limited to Afghanistan. That is the real worry. It will be in Africa and in the Middle East and can affect right. our interests globally.
Pick up his book. He was a radical Islamist, and he wants to make sure we don't get any new ones and keep America safe at home. Dr. Tawfiq Hamid, author of Inside Jihad, How Radical Islam Works and Why It Should Terrify Us and How to Defeat It. Doctor, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You are welcome, Brian. Thank you.
I wish we didn't need his expertise, but we do. 1-866-408-7669. Back with your calls in just a second. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Let's just take that out of your mouth.
At Ping's Pre-K, the growing enrollment is no play date.
The toilet is not a closet.
She needs more teachers certified in early childhood development.
Is it nap time yet? Lunch?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Was O.J. Simpson high on speed the night of the murders? Absolutely not, said defense attorney Johnny Cochran today. And a simple test of any of O.J.'s blood found at the crime scene will prove it.
Yes, that is just a little bit of Norm MacDonald, who passed away at the age of 61. Let's find out if there's even more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
So as he was on SNL from 93 to 99, outstanding stand-up comic. He had some series. He never really loved it. He loved being on stage. He came and did Fox a couple of times. One time on Fox and Friends. He's fantastic. He's a comedian's comedian. He will be missed. And everyone is stunned by this. Look for a lot of tributes coming out.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Like 9 years, I mean, I was kept it from just about everybody in his inner circle, right, except for maybe his brother.
Next, SpaceX prepares to send the first all civilian crew into orbit. A 30-year-old tech mogul has plunked down an unspecified amount, I've been saying it's zillions, to fellow billionaire and SpaceX owner Elon Musk to fly Isaacman. His name is Jared Isaacman, the American founder and chief executive of commerce firm Shift4Payments, into space. So he'll go up with the Crew Dragon capsule and come back down. It'll be the Falcon 9 rocket, 8 o'clock tonight. That should be great. I love that. Another industry ready to go.
So would you go? Now, if this really truly opens up to the public, would this be something you would like to do?
If I had the time, because there's other stuff I like to do. I like going to games. Next, 13-year-old Wisconsin boy who saved four sisters from a fire was then saved by his dog. He's 13 years old. He got his four sisters out of the house of fire spread, then went back in to try and put out the flames with a fire extinguisher. But the family dog, Mandy, soon ushered Brian Omar out of the house as well. What a great story, just as his parents made it out to the driveway. Good job, dog. Good job, 13-year-old. I'm sure he'd make a great firefighter if he chooses that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Visit me in Orlando, Jacksonville, West Virginia, and Clearwater, Florida. Find out how.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
As
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Football is life.
Get in the game.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens. Inside seasons. Score with